participate in a Donna Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike in New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from. Yeah.
Las Vegas. Hello.
Stay tuned for your shot at big bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Bitter cold night. The Giants, with a victory against the Eagles tonight, could reduce the edge to a half a game. Not on camera now. We're in Philadelphia at Franklin Field. The score, the New York Football Giants 13, the Philadelphia Eagles 9.
All that aside, I've never been a big fan of death.
Death can be an asset. Death tightens a company.
Does wonders for the Saints, too.
In 1959, I was the most valuable player on defense in the National Football League. I was making $9,000. I had to have a job. So I went to a friend of mine who ran a thoroughfare market in Fairmont, West Virginia, and I said, hey, you need somebody to bag groceries, carry my car, and I can do that.
I'm coming to your corporate headquarters. My plane gets in at 2, and we'll settle this deodorant thing face to face like men. What's your last name again, Phil? All right. I'll see you in 5 hours, Mr. Lacio.
Hold it, fella. Now don't move. Let's get real, real going, okay?
Did you do this for Don and Mike?
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, let me tell you something about them little two-bit petty whores, okay? Don and Mike, them and let me tell you, I met them at one of them baths over on Melrose when they were out in L.A. I was a loofah boy, and I just walked by, and I gave them a sponge and a small animal. And, I think, well, you know, what happens is you do radio, and D.C.'s a big, big market for me, you know, because I'm black.
Right.
And, you know, on the inside, trying to make bail. You only have that once, right? But you know, when you do the show, they go, "Can you do some IDs for us so everybody will think we're in?" And you do it because you know you have Les Moonves with CBS going, "Put you on UPN."
Okay, I thought you were tight with Don and Mike.
Oh, look, who could be tight with Don and Mike? You know what I mean? They're this, you know, this far away from, you know, repair and ham radios. You know, the guys have no talent. You know, they still don't understand why the Jets broke up. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I don't mean the team. I mean the you know, the Polynesian band.
Right.
I'm mad. I am mad enough, and yet still very self-conscious that I'm going to write a book and I'm going to talk. I wanted to believe, and I tried my damnedest to believe in the rainbow, that I tried to get over it, and I couldn't. So what?
People do judge you by the words you use. When you speak well, you command respect.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, this is Keith.
Yeah, Richard.
This is John and Mike.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
There we go. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, sir. Don is taking a day with his son before his son goes off to Clemson University. And let's bring in these guys. As much as I hate to do
even
it,
you.
I hate them, but it is my job. And here he is.
On a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy, himself. A man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. All the tile is dusty.
Yeah.
And all the ships at sea. And now, a man who once told me that Jeff Bridges will turn out just like his father, Mr. Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
I didn't know what I was talking about when I said that. From anywhere in America, ladies and gentlemen, give us a call at 1-877-365-3636 from my favorite country, Canada.
No!
Call 1-800-636-1067 and from Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067 on this beautiful Friday.
Hi, Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Is anyone listening? Hey!
Yeah,
everybody's
listening.
Did you
wash
your ass today?
Oh, man. Is that it? I mean, that's the only part that I have trouble with. It's, you know, all the buttons that he plays and all that stuff.
The rest is easy, man.
And, you know.
I'm done. I'll see you at 6:45.
Yes, thank you very much. Rob Spiewak on the bass today. Thank you very much. And good evening, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Here we are. Yes, me, Mike, by myself, my wonderful friend and partner is, I believe, down at the ocean with his son this weekend. And we wish him a very nice weekend before Bart goes off to Clemson University. Lots of show today, a tremendous amount of show today. I don't know if we can get to everything, but there's something that hit me this morning. I normally don't do the pre-prep for the show. I just come in here and I kind of put my... that was the bolt of lightning. I normally come in here and I put my feet up and I react to what Don has to say. And I just, I just chill out and enjoy myself. But today I have to do that type of thing where you sit down for a while and you come up with things for the show. Mm-hmm. You compose yourself. You think ahead. You plan ahead. You think about what you're going to do. It's not really what I'm accustomed to doing.
I understand.
But as I was sitting there, there were a bunch of things that we were going to do today on the show, some pre-planned stuff. We're going to do a Highway Love Connection today and also a low-budget Jeopardy. But
cool.
As I'm sitting there, something occurred to me. I remembered what Frida had said about maybe a week ago, week and a half, 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. where we were talking about different things, and a subject came up. I haven't told Rob this. I haven't told Buzz this. Mm-hmm. Nobody on the show knows what I'm going to talk about.
But you were very excited, but you were very mysterious.
Very cryptic. Yes.
Secretive.
And, I'm going to tell you what it is in a few minutes, and I'm going to tease with that. That's all I want to tell you for now. But it's something that I said, it's no big deal, but I got very, very curious, excited, driven.
You were buoyant when you came in.
I was bruised. I was battered. No, it was. It's something that it's going to require everybody on the show to give me their honest opinions.
Okay.
And it's going to require our listening audience to give me honest assessments. And okay. Then once that part of what I'm going to do has concluded,
mm-hmm.
I will reach a decision. I will come to a decision, and I'll decide whether or not. I proceed. And the fact of the matter is that I am fully prepared to proceed with what I have in my mind.
That's
to do.
Exciting.
Wow.
Now, before we do that, I want to talk about a couple of things. I mentioned to everybody that I was going to watch a particular piece of television, which I got a chance to TiVo and watched it last night. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, we have reached the decline and fall of the Roman Empire.
No.
This is without question. I have seen all sorts of TV. Now, I realized there were these videos out a while back called Faces of Death where people would get killed, and we've seen those on the show, and they're horribly disturbing.
Right.
But for just pure, stupid, reality fun, dumb, unbelievable, the kind of thing that makes you just feel dirty when you watch it,
mm-hmm.
this is it. And I got it on the pay-per-view on the satellite, and it's, I think it's called World's Worst Street Fights, or World's Best Street Fights, or Wackiest Street Fights.
Yes.
It's street fights.
Were they wacky?
And well, they weren't wacky at all. They actually were, I'm sitting there, and I was in kind of a bad mood, and it's a great thing to watch if you're in a bad mood.
I'll bet.
Because it's just what it is, and they have raw video, live video. The thing that's disturbing, some of these things look like they were actually set up.
Mm, yeah, not surprising.
Where a guy would come in with a camera and say, hey, stage it for. But, I mean, they were real fights. And you see, lots of young
young men that are just duking it out. And then you would see police tape. And they go through all these different scenarios where you have bar brawls and you have people outside of nightclubs and you have kids that are just on the street and you have cat fights. You have women that are going at it.
Any footage of you?
No, I don't do that anymore.
I know, not anymore. I thought perhaps
I do it occasionally.
Any kinks?
If I would lie to you if I said I hadn't done it within a year. I'm a physical coward. I usually run from physical confrontation.
Really?
But if there's liquid courage involved, sure. Yeah, sometimes it's an Irish thing. But anyway, enough about me. And in between, this would have been bad enough. I actually had a little bit of a guilt trip as I'm sitting there eating my breakfast and watching this thing. And I'm sitting there at the kitchen table.
Somehow it's more twisted that you watched it during breakfast.
I was eating.
I agree.
And, of course, my, a meat-eater breakfast, too. A breakfast of eggs and bacon, which is the Atkins diet. And I'm eating my bacon, and I'm watching these people just kicking the crap out of each other.
Yeah.
And I thought that would be enough. I said, this is really sleaze. This is really, it doesn't get any lower common denominator than this until.
Oh no!
In between, I thought I'd hit the remote because I thought I'd change the channel, because in between these horrible real street fights that you see, they have these women just taking their tops off, showing their tees. That's all it is. But I mean, totally out of context, without any justification. It's just bam. All of a sudden, they put Bambi. The big graphic. Uh-huh. The big graphic comes on and says Bambi, and Bambi sits there and goes, "Let me show you this." And it's not, it's not full frontal. It's it's not the whole. You don't see
right,
bush.
Right. Yeah.
But they take their tops off and they play with their boobs, and then there's a couple of them in the. I thought it was so depraved. I thought that the second time I watched
it. To balance the violence, calm you down.
Who knows what it's all about?
Yeah.
See, I don't think so.
No.
My feeling was that it was actually something that was designed to work everybody up.
A catalyst.
To just create the manly testosterone. I'm going to get cavewoman and then I'm going to go out and fight.
Yeah.
Done with battle, show me tees.
It was Bambi hunting.
It blew me away. It blew me away.
And it sounds to me like a modern day like P.T. Barnum. It's like there's more. There's fighting and there's breath.
It was sick. It was very, very strange. And I watched it. And then when I watched it, as I said the second time, it was, I know it's an old joke, but it was, after I got done, the only thing at the end, at the very end, the last fight they showed, and I got a phone call when it started, so I don't know what caused the fight, but it's a woman in the back of this car, and she is just being pummeled by this mob, and women and men, and she's obviously done something.
She didn't listen.
She's done something to,
I'm kidding,
to really, he can go wild today.
Rob,
I'd like
today
to alert all our listeners, when John's not here and Rob works with me here in the studio, you will hear more of Rob than, and it might be a little disturbing. We should actually run a disclaimer.
No, we did.
But
it's like Ultimate Fighting.
It's very strange when it's Rob all day, and I have to go home and shower immediately. But this woman is in the back of this car, and they get both doors open. And then the last thing the announcer says, this is the social conscience of the show, said, "This woman is not only fighting not to get hit, she may be fighting for her life."
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, all the other shows I've seen like this, the police chases, the scariest this, the scariest that, they usually come in with a payoff after that. Is it?
Right.
Fortunately, the woman was taken to a hospital. No. They you see the crowd just wailing on it, and they fade to black. And and that's it. And then it says, coming, worst street fights, too.
Wow. No.
And that's it. I mean, so if you want to check it out, I don't know. I don't even know whether I recommend it or not. It certainly was different than your average television.
Did you save it on your TiVo? I don't even know how TiVo really worked.
Yeah, I saved it on TiVo. I still have it on TiVo. Yeah.
So.
Okay, you caught me on that one. Thanks for asking that.
Oh, just curious.
Yeah, I didn't want to erase it. I'm going to go back.
Not.
I'll probably have another view.
That's a good study.
And Bambi was kind of interesting, too. And there are two of them in the shower at the end, too.
Oh, my.
The last one before they show the last street fight is two girls with bikini bottoms on, which, for me is cheap.
Classy.
It's just not, it's not right. It's two of them that are actually soaping each other up.
Yeah. Wow.
Now, at any point, did you think that would result in a fight?
No. The women that are nude do not do any fighting. Buzz is right. It's the peaceful little element that they have there. But I think it's called Street Fights, Wackiest, Worst, Best. I don't remember the title of it, but go check it out if you want, all right? Another thing I wanted to talk about was watching the news last night.
Yes.
And those wacky Cubans.
You heard about
it. I saw this on the news, and I grabbed this off the internet today because I've got a bone to pick with the United States government.
Good.
Did you see the vehicle that
I'm familiar with
stopped?
That. Yeah.
They have, I don't know how this was done, I don't know what they did, but this, these are 12 Cubans, and you know, Cubans are always coming over to this country, and ever since the boat lift, they come over and they try to get in, and these Cubans,
love to have them.
They came over and they were sent back, and you know, and sometimes you do, sometimes you give them asylum, sometimes you don't, and you know, whatever, it doesn't matter to me, but the fact is, they came over, and they tried to sail a 1951 Chevy truck.
Yep. No, he's not retarded.
It was. I saw this thing, and you can't help but laugh your ass off.
It's
when
a beautiful
looking
thing.
And here's what drives me nuts about this: they come over and they attached two barrels. I guess were four barrels to the side of it, right?
Yeah, empty 55-gallon oil.
50-gallon drums.
Yeah.
So the thing is floating.
Yeah.
But the best part was, this is the chitty chitty bang bang part that I really attach a propeller.
Mm-hmm.
To the drivetrain of the truck, and they're running. I mean, it's really propelling it through.
Right.
And here's the thing. It says, since Fidel Castro, 1959 revolution, Cubans have tried to leave the Caribbean island on rudimentary rafts, on giant truck inner tubes, in stolen boats, planes, even by windsurfer.
Styrofoam coolers.
That's funny, too.
Yeah.
But no one ever remembers anyone attempting the 90-mile crossing of the Florida Straits in a floating flatbed truck with 55-gallon, that's what it was, Buzz, 55-gallon drum strapped to its side, tires still in place, a propeller attached to its drive shaft, and a driver behind the wheel.
They can actually steer it, yes.
And now, was there like, I did not see any photos of it, was there like some sort of rudder system?
Here's a picture of it.
Yes, they could steer.
I got to read it, but take a quick look at that.
Not a rudder per se, but with the steering wheel, they could turn the propeller and make the car, the truck.
So they had it rigged where they could actually turn the propeller?
They could drive it, yeah.
I'd say let them in. I mean, if they tried that hard, let them in.
Exactly.
And that's not the way I am normally. I think that's wonderful.
So pretty rare for you to be magnanimous like that.
Listen to this.
So we've seen surfboards, pieces of styrofoam, bathtubs, refrigerators, but never an automobile. Coast Guard Petty Officer Ryan Doss said on Thursday, and this is the part I really have a bone to pick. I'm really legitimately not happy with this.
I know, I agree.
The Coast Guard picked up the 12 Cubans from the vintage vehicle and took them back to the island on Sunday, which I guess the island is Cuba.
Mm-hmm. They'd gotten 40 miles.
But here's what pisses me off. Anybody that saw this on the news, the truck was deemed a hazard to navigation.
Yep.
And was sent to the bottom.
They sunk it. They
fired
a submachine gun into it.
What a-hole really made that call? Why sink it?
A guy named Wayne.
I would have bought it. Yeah. I would have loved to have it on a lake.
You would have been the talk. Where's that place you go? The river shore?
Explain to me, Buzz, why the truck was deemed a hazard to navigation and was sent to the bottom.
I don't know that it really was. I don't know enough about seafaring, but I don't think it was a hazard. I think they just didn't want it to be used again.
My question would be, the truck was deemed a hazard. Does it mean a hazard like because it couldn't move and it might be hit by another boat, or was it simply unsafe?
I don't know.
It doesn't look like it's the safest craft.
Well, that would be true of a rowboat, I would say.
So the truck's engine was actually running, propelling it through the water, which I love.
Yeah.
And,
fantastic.
But they said they sent it to the bottom, and that sucks. Can you imagine? I mean, put it like in Disney World or something.
Yeah.
Make it an attraction.
I agree.
I think it's the power of human ingenuity. I mean, these people come over from Cuba where they have nothing, they have no money, and they pool their resources, and through ingenuity, some guy had the mechanical knowledge to actually put together Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
We could use them in Detroit.
Absolutely. Well, that bums me out.
It floats. It drives.
That sucks.
Yeah,
let me get situated here. We got a couple of
phones. You could build another one, you know.
All right, hold on.
For pennies.
We have a special call here.
Oh, we do?
Really?
On line number three. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Buzz. Hey.
You know, I'm very confused, Brian, because, I was just reading the comment on the screen that I normally don't get to read on the show, and it said, just had a baby calling the radio show, and I was expecting a woman's voice, but it's you. I would assume it's your special someone that's had this child.
My wife, she's still in the hospital. We had it at 4:06 this morning.
Did you name the baby either Don or Mike?
I'm sorry, I didn't.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike.
Mazel tov.
Hey, Mike.
He stays on. That's the rule. You get to stay on with the baby call if you name the child either Donald, Donna, Michelle, Don, or Mike.
Oh, you take the girl names now.
Yeah, take the girl
names. I did not know that.
Yeah. Yes, sir. What can we do for you?
Hey, I just wanted to give you an update on Michael Savage.
Yeah, that tool. What's he up to now?
He, last night I was listening to a show to see if he was talking to any ass about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, he didn't say anything about you guys, but he said...
Well, he probably wouldn't since he got fired the last time our names were mentioned on the show.
That's true.
He said he wants to run against Arnold Schwarzenegger for governor of California. And he's serious about it.
Yeah.
Well, in California, a very special place to live.
Good luck
to
him. He's serious, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Michael.
How are you? Please call me Mike.
Okay, sorry about that.
Thank you.
I'm wonderful. I just wanted to call and hi Rob, hi Buzz.
Hey. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say I'm thrilled to finally find you guys after 4 years down here in Norfolk, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
I moved from D.C. area and just it was wonderful. I called the radio station, told them if they were smart they would keep you all on or I would blow them up.
Have you ever seen the world's weirdest street fights or best street fights or wackiest street fights?
No, but I did.
Okay. I like to keep the theme under control. I'm a taskmaster that way.
You're like a laser. You keep it straight and on track.
All right. Are you ready for me to tell you about what I want to do today?
I'm dying. Uh-huh. You want a timpani or anything?
No, not yet. When Don is not here, you know, anybody that's listened to the show for a long period of time knows that I don't really thrill at doing this. It's a work ethic thing.
You're doing great, but I understand.
But when I do have the opportunity, I like to do things that that I enjoy. You know, I remember when I brought the deep fryer in here.
Right? Wonderful.
I enjoyed that.
It might not have been the most entertaining piece of radio you've ever heard. However, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I've been mocked for it. I know we've gotten calls that have mocked me over the years and, hey, Mike, you going to bring in a fryer? Well, this isn't bringing in a fryer, but this falls into the category. I don't call it a stunt either, but it's something I decided I would motivate myself to do. It would clear my conscience. It would be out in the open for everybody to hear about it. About 2 weeks ago, Frida's on the show, and she's talking to Don, and she's talking to Don about whether or not he should color his hair because he's got too much gray.
Mm-hmm.
Then I brought up the fact that at a certain point, I had gone through the you know the drugstore and you know I'm not talking about my hair but my beard
my hair
my
beautiful hair
my long beautiful flowing locks I every time about the last 3 months or so I've gone by I've looked at the Just for Men beard stuff and I picked it up at one point. I told Frida this. I said, it's actually in my closet. She said, don't do it, you know, with anybody but a professional. But, you know,
you actually bought it.
I
don't think, you know, I think that's the first time that's been revealed. I know we discussed you looking at it. Oh, no.
Got it at Best Buy?
No,
this is the bag that I found.
I see.
Well, okay. Thank you for your attention to detail.
Nothing gets by him. He's a newsman.
That's right.
That's right.
Here we go. All right. Now
you brought it with you.
Well, you know.
Well, that's cool.
I told you that this plays out. This plays out on a variety of levels. Hold on, Pab, for a second while I throw the bag away.
Of course, Mike is cleaning up now. We have. Have you actually seen the box?
Nothing is not neat.
All right. Here we go.
Yeah, I have.
Now listen, gentlemen. Here's the deal.
Oh, there's more than one box.
Well, I this is where I would call upon, before we go to break, I would call upon Tammy because I want to get Tammy's opinion. I only trust Tammy to give me this decision.
Our promotions director upstairs?
Now, I am not making it. Now, at this point, here's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I am not prepared to do this, like, right away. I don't want to necessarily. I'd like to get feedback. I'd like to get feedback from you guys. I'd like to get feedback from everybody. But what is this? I don't get his little musical joke. What's he doing?
The song, You're so vain.
Stop it. I'm a bitch, Rob.
He's laughing his ass off.
You know what? You know what that is to me?
What?
That's Rob weighing
that's
in right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, and you know that the greatest, maybe one of the reasons I'm doing this. Turn it down, goddammit. Here's the deal. How many times have I said, here's the deal? All right. All right, what I want to do.
Yeah.
I want to get feedback because, but I don't think that, Rob, I hate it. I hate the gray in my beard. I hate it. I hate looking at it. It really almost makes it translucent and you can't see it. It's just so gray. And really, over my tragic personal year that I've had, and look who just comes walking in now.
Oh, it's Charlie.
I want, you know, I'm not going to ask him his opinion because he'll say something terribly cool. What are you doing with the phones, Charlie?
He's getting traffic. He has to get traffic today.
Yeah.
So
I've never trusted him, and I don't trust him today. So I am. It is a dilemma, but it's not. I mean, the fact that I have come in here with a bag with the beard coloring goo in it would indicate that I am prepared. If I can convince myself, that the ball busting that I know I will get about this will be manageable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what I want to do is I want to take some phone calls to get a feel for what our listeners think. I also want to, you know, Rob is already, really, in my opinion, Rob is kind of weighed in music.
No, you know what?
Say
it was light.
But I want honesty. I want complete. I really don't.
Man, I know you want me to do it.
Yeah, you can see the box. There you go.
What are the two
colors?
And
I need Tammy. If somebody can get Tammy down here, I need Tammy. The two colors, I'm not sure whether I have natural light brown or I have medium brown, because it is kind of... My coloring is almost like a calico cat. I got like a little red,
if you're
brown.
Gonna do it, start with the light. That way, it won't be too drastic. The thing about Liddy always coloring his mustache. Let me finish.
No, you don't have to finish.
No, the thing about that was it was always so dark that it looked fake. It didn't look real.
That's a concern.
Right. So you want something that looks natural. I'd go for the lighter if you're going to do it.
I understand what Frida said the other day. Was, you know, have it done by a professional.
But you're
you know what?
Doing your beard.
I got a haircut last night, and I was in there, and I was thinking, and I said, you know, I can't. I can't go into, turn it off, I can't go into the salon,
right,
Rob. I can't go into a hair salon and sit there and have somebody, you know, doing that.
It'd be uncomfortable with that.
But it would be weird. Oh, last night I'm out with one of my buddies. Mm-hmm. I bumped into one of my buddies, Logan, and Logan's beard. I said, man, your beard looks great. I swear to God, I wasn't thinking... just for men. I wasn't thinking. I said, man, your beard looks great. You trim it differently? He said, no, I use that crap just for men.
Uh-huh.
I know. I'm sorry.
Your beard looks wonderful.
Right, give me the two colors. Tammy, I need your opinion.
She's here and you've selected a good source.
All right, I'm going to color. I might color my beard, and I needed you to tell me which was the right color to use here.
Is it the same dye on both boxes?
The natural medium brown or the... The natural light brown, which do you prefer?
I would first say not to even color it. Why not keep it the same?
All right, you're being honest. Because
then you want the hair and the eyebrows
to match,
the mustache and the beard all to.
Well, I don't want to necessarily make it like really. I don't want to make it really, really dark. Charlie, don't look at me. Just don't look at me. You know, I know now. It's starting to get a clear picture of the amount of and you know, Lord knows when. When the chief gets back on Monday, the level of ball busting. But you know what? I haven't made a decision yet. But if I was the lighter color. There we are losing the
medium.
We've
narrowed it down. We've narrowed the field. We've made a decision.
Summertime, it may look a little bit more natural that the sun just did.
And I'm not going to like totally make it all one color.
And you know what? You can always.
I don't know how to do this. I really don't know how this stuff works.
What you can do is.
But I really hate the gray. It makes me feel like Santa Claus.
After you're coloring, you know, after you color it, just deny you did anything. That works, right, Buzz?
Why, whatever do you mean?
All right, Tammy, I might require your presence a little later when this, if I do move forward with this.
You don't need to.
I haven't made any firm decisions. Yes, Buzz?
Let me ask you this. Is shaving the beard an option?
No, I want to keep it. Okay. I want to keep it, and I saw my buddy, and in any event, it was...
If you want to do it, you should do
I'm gonna I'm going to figure that out.
And you know, it's not like committing to like dyeing your hair. I mean, you could be done with that in a couple weeks.
Exactly.
A sales guy walks out. You say it's already kind of set, right?
Yeah.
You already, there's a little stigma behind it. There's just a little bit of a stigma.
You're going to listen to a sales guy?
Do that.
We have a call for you on line 444.
If it's him, I'm mad.
No, it's not. All right, hello?
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike, jump off.
John,
former producer
for
Jim
Gordon.
Voice
from the past. How are you, my boy?
I'm doing great.
What's happening?
Well, the reason I called is it's funny. Tammy was in there and talking about this with you, because just recently I was in there visiting, and Tammy gave me a bunch of old pictures from my old days with G. Liddy.
Right.
And it's funny. One of the older pictures of him, I don't know what year it was from, but his mustache was so snowy white.
Really.
And then all of a sudden. Bam, one day he came in and it was jet black.
Yeah. All right, we've established the Liddy connection here. But I will tell you that part of the deal with this that I think makes it different is that here I am talking about this in front of everybody. And this is not a secret. It's just like something I might want to do for fun.
Now, the question I have is, can you make the smile like the guy on the box? Because if you can smile like that and color your beard...
You're like, you know what? I think we've had far too much communication from you on this subject. I think you know, you're holding up your buddy's... You know, you're doing a good job if he was here. All right.
Okay,
Johnny, I appreciate the feedback. I'm going to...
I wasn't saying that as a negative thing. It just made me think about that.
Not a negative at all. This is.
I know you do it very tastefully.
Thank you, John Pop. I appreciate that.
All right,
I'll talk to you.
Bye, John.
Okay. Yeah, not a negative at all. Comparing me
You're
to
not
Liddy.
Going to believe this.
You know, no,
not,
he was just
not bad at all, Johnny.
You just don't have to go to that extreme.
That's right. Don't make it blacker than 1,000 midnights, and you'll be okay.
I am going to take a few, and I mean a select few.
Gotcha.
Telephone calls. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
I'm fine.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Buzz.
Hey.
Mike, I've used that Just for Men product, and I, like you, you know, my hair on the top of my head wasn't actually turning gray, but my facial hair and some right. of my body hair was.
Right.
Very nice.
Well, and Rob, if we're going to be honest, my chest hair is gray, like the beard is gray.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
I'm not
coloring.
That's that is okay. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I hate these calls.
You know, I just thought of something that'll be another pleat in your cape on this. Is that you know who was very much in favor of Just for Men was television's Tina Louise.
Well, that doesn't disturb me. You were a ginger. Yeah. You're not a ginger. You're a Marianne.
No, I'm a ginger one.
I thought you were a Marianne. You and Don were Marianne.
Mm-mm.
I was.
I'm Marianne.
You're Marianne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Don was Marianne.
Yes. I
was.
So.
You were a ginger too.
Yes. If Mrs. Howell is not available,
ginger doesn't disturb me.
No, she was. Remember, she came on endorsing the product. Said it would make your day much better.
All right. Well, I think you probably already know that I'm very much prepared to go forward with this.
I think you should.
If you want to, you should.
Okay, all right.
I do.
All right, then I will mark your votes down. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes. Mike.
Yes,
Rob.
Hello.
Hey. Don, if you're going Mike, if you're going to dye your beard, I think you should have the curtains match the carpet.
Okay, all right, see, now it's beginning. I'm gauging all these. Hello, Don and Mike.
I don't think it's dying as much as it is highlighted.
That hair color has not changed. That hair color is exactly the same.
Still silver?
It's bright red.
Like Jared Don.
Wait, hello, what's going on?
Hey. What's going on?
All right, not you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah. Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Two words. Hello, Frisco. Come on, between Don's manicures, what's next, waxing?
You mean Don's manicures? Did Don get a manicure?
That's what I heard him say the other day.
Wait, hold on.
You're getting a little off track here. Come on.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Shut up a second. Has anybody heard?
No.
Don get a manicure?
No, this guy is having hallucinations.
He's weighing in with that. Don and Mike, hello.
Good afternoon, gentle person.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
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 Hey, Mike, I just want to run something by you real quick.
Does this have anything to do with the beard issue?
No.
All right, good. But, I need a break from that. All right.
Yeah, well, I know you're a big cooking show fan. I want to know if you...
Now, I'm not... let's paint the picture of me as Johnny Fagola a little bit more right now, okay?
Oh, come on, dude.
Mike, while you're coloring your hair, I know you like to watch decorating and cooking shows. Yes, okay, go ahead.
I wanted to ask you if you had an opportunity to catch Iron Chef USA with William Shatner as the chairman.
You mean William Shatner's on Iron Chef?
Well, on a USA version. Exactly. They only made two episodes, and they're running it.
The only one I've seen is on the Food Network where the guy comes out.
Yeah, I like the Japanese version, but the one with William Shatner as the chairman is a train wreck.
Oh, really? Okay.
It's good if you can catch it.
I like Iron Chef because the Iron Chef guy, you know, the guy comes out and goes, almost like...
Living the end.
And he says something right at the beginning. Do you watch Iron Chef, Buzz?
Not for a long time, but I have.
You know, at the very beginning where he goes, You know, some Japanese really sounds like that.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't all sound like Domo Arigato.
Right.
Some Japanese really has this sound to it where the guy comes out and goes, and he's talking right at the camera and saying that.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
Hi, Don.
I'm going to take a couple more phone calls.
All right.
I'm going to take a deep breath.
Has Buzz been keeping track of the pros and against?
You know what? Maybe. All right, we'll do five. 10.
Okay.
20.
I'm going to say there's been of calls, 1-4 and 1 against.
All right. Okay. We will have every. All right. Hello, Don and Mike, what is your vote?
I'm for it.
You know what? Smoot has come in here as he's off of Montana.
Come on in, Wendell.
All right, Wendell. You're for it?
Yeah.
All right.
I've used it.
Get out.
Wendell, leave. Wendell brought a picture of Sean Connery.
If you're going to come by, at least he makes it count. He didn't go to the microphone. He just showed you a picture of Sean Connery from, Red October.
All right, that would be two yeses.
If you're going to count us, yes. We'll add that in.
Sorry, we make that two yeses. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
I think you should do it, man. If it's going to make you feel better, go ahead and do it, man.
All right.
That's a yes.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I think you should do it, but might I suggest a nice fuchsia? It
would
look fabulous.
Okay. That's a no.
I guess so.
I'm counting that as a no.
Oh, okay,
right.
Then.
Right. How many calls have we taken, Buzz?
Well, I count eight, and right now it's 4-4.
Okay, we will break the tie with the next two calls.
All right.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Two? Mike, you're a damn handsome man. Don't do it.
That's a no.
Stay away.
All right. All right, so that is 9-8 now?
Yeah, it's a 5 against and 4 in favor.
I can't add. All right.
I got it. No, don't worry about it.
All right, hello, Don and Mike.
How old are you now, Mike?
I'm 44, sir. 44 years young. Joe has come in with a drawn on mustache for me here. Thank
put
you.
It on. Let's see how it looks.
All right, there we go.
Now, is that a vote?
All right.
What? No, that is not. That doesn't count. We'll take another one. Hello. What is your vote?
I say you guys should. You should do it.
All right. Now it is a tie. This final vote will be the tiebreaker, and then I will go ahead and do what I want to do anyway. Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike, I say no, but can I tell you why?
Yes.
I'm a barber in D.C. And a lot of guys, when they get that done, I mean, yeah, it gets rid of the gray, but then the gray, when it grows back, it actually grows back thicker. So I say no.
Well, I actually like thicker.
No. Yeah, it's true. It's true, bud.
No, that's if you shave.
How can hair coloring make hair grow thicker?
All right, I don't believe it.
Didn't work for Larry King.
That vote doesn't count. Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike.
Yep.
You were talking about that that disturbing television show you watched.
You mean the street fights?
Yeah, I saw something last night quite more disturbing.
What?
This show where these five try to transform the straight guy into...
Yeah, the Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yeah. That's been on before, though, right?
Yeah, that was second episode. Now.
Did you see it?
I've seen the first one. I thought it was pretty funny, pretty entertaining.
Like it's popularizing being gay.
Not that there's anything wrong with that, sir. I know that because I'm going to be coloring my beard.
Wow.
All right, you are the final word on this. What is isn't that what O'Reilly says? Hello, Don and Mike. Yeah, we had a break.
Should definitely do it.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
What's your name? What's your name, hot stuff?
Jen.
Jen. All right, I'm in.
Jen.
All right, we're going to take a break. Joe, I'm going to need some stuff.
It only takes 5 minutes, according to the box.
Yep, but I need... Let me see. Hold on. Just
comb it in.
Brush in, wait 5 minutes, rinse. I'm going to need a bowl of water and a mirror. And what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see? All right, we have to break. Are we still doing the secret sound, Rob?
Yes. I'll reveal you what it is in the break.
All right. Give us a call right now while I think about this. I'm not thinking. I'm doing it.
We're doing it in the next break?
What, secret sound or the beard?
Both, I guess, right?
Yes, Rob. Yeah. I want to get it out of the way. 1-877-365-3636 from Canada, 1-800-636-1067. We're right here in D.C., 202-432-1067. If you want to win the secret sound contest, give us a call right now, and I will prepare my beard, and we will be right back after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, be careful with that. That's the most powerful trank gun on the market.
Huh, got her in Mexico.
Cool.
Yeah, it is cool. They say it can puncture the skin of a rhino from a...
Ow! Yes! That's awesome! What? You just took one in the jugular, man! Whoa! Yes! Is this bad? You should pull that out.
Wait. Pull it out. The dart, man. Got a dart in your neck. You're crazy, man. You're crazy. I like you. But you're crazy. I'm so tired.
The Don and Mike Show. Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Just before we get our caller number 100 for the Secret Sound Contest, I want to remind everybody that later on in the show we are going to be playing the Highway Love Connection.
Yeah.
And your chance to win a pair of Sammy seats.
Hey, babe.
At the Sammy Hagar and Lynyrd Skynyrd concert Tuesday at Nissan Pavilion. These seats are the ones that Sammy held for himself, and he's decided to give away on the air. You'll also get to stand on stage with Sammy in the Cabo Wabo Cantina area, something Don and I did, and Charlie and Lisa at the show up in Philadelphia. It's a lot of fun, and we'll play the Highway Love Connection to give away those prizes a little bit later on. But before we do that, we got a lot of stuff to do, including caller number 100, which is you, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I am the 100th caller.
You are. What is your name, sir?
It's Pat.
Pat, where are you calling from?
From Rochester.
You're familiar with the way we play the secret sound game?
Oh, I'm all over this one.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Confident, are we?
I am.
Well, all right. Well, we're going to play it for you. Here's the stuff where I start to, like, get a little that fade
foggy.
Out. Because I have no idea how it works. So the way it works is we play the secret sound. You know, we give you 15 seconds to make up your mind, and then you let us know if you guess the secret sound. What is the prize they will win, Rob?
Right now, I believe it's at $1,000.
Is it $1,000?
And I really hope he wins.
And here, you know what's similar between me and you, pal?
What's that?
Is I don't know what it is either, all right? But you're not allowed to guess until I sing, like, Black Rob.
Really?
That is the name of the group. So,
wow.
Without further ado, are you ready, sir?
I am.
All right, let's go.
Caller, name this sound.
Hmm. There it is. The secret sound. He gets it right. $1,000 American dollars. Wendell is having a great day.
It's a nice shirt, isn't it?
Very nice shirt. Right, here we go.
Bad boy, the 44 mag split off the rack. All the cowards and nasty ass hoes, step the F back.
Yeah!
Yeah! Very right. Nice.
Yeah. And let's give it to me. What do you think the secret sound is?
I think that is the sound of someone dropping their dentures into an empty howitzer shell.
Oh, you see, he's doing a joke here.
Well, no, that's not right.
Wise ass.
No, you don't. Do you have a legitimate guess? Come on.
Yeah, I do.
All right, go. You know, should I even give him a second chance?
No, I'd go to another caller.
All right, well, let's take another caller. All right. Do you have a guess for the secret sound?
Yes, it's the Don and Mike show.
Yes, this is the Don and Mike show. Do you have a guess for the secret sound?
First guess.
No, I don't. This is Mike's friend Logan that he mentioned on the air.
Yes, good. All right, hello, Don and Mike show. Do you have a guess for the secret sound?
No, man. I was just calling to talk to Brother Mike about
it. All right. Hold on a second. All right. Wait a minute. We're going to get one.
You know, America is just a flutter about your dying.
I know they are. All right. We have to get somebody now after that last guy did not understand the spirit of the game.
Right.
We need somebody to guess the secret sound. Do you have a guess for the secret sound? Hello?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. What is it?
You hanging up on me.
God.
You know, there are people out there who really want to play.
Maybe we'll get one.
Is it the pollen?
Between the beard. You know, Rob, the first rule of doing a game, you should have stuck with it. Even though he was a ball buster,
yeah.
It doesn't matter. Do you have a guess for the secret sound caller?
Am I caller 103?
Yes, you're 110. What is your guess for the secret sound?
I am guessing it is a keychain snapping.
Okay,
keychain snapping.
I need you to be more specific.
Why do we go through this charade, Rob? Can you be more specific, sir? Please.
A keychain.
I'm sorry.
Oh. That is incorrect, sir. It is not a keychain snapping. I'm terribly sorry. You do not win the $1,000. But we have wonderful parting gifts. Are you ready? What is your name?
My name is Bill.
Bill, listen to what you have won. You have won an undefeated prize pack. Don't miss HBO's Powerful Night of Boxing Saturday at 8 p.m. Stop by your local Modell store to enter for a chance to win a trip for two to an upcoming HBO match in Las Vegas. But wait!
There's more!
You have won a pair of tickets to see Blues Traveler.
Wow.
Don't miss the chance to jam away a summer evening with Blues Traveler Wolf Trap Saturday at 8 p.m. For tickets, call tickets.com at 703-218-6500 or order online at wolftrap.org. And wait!
There's more!
A WWE Vengeance prize pack. Don't miss WWE Vengeance live this Sunday only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote. Does that do it for you, Bill?
That pretty much sums it up. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Hold on, Bill. All right, there we go.
Wow. And remember, every guess
is a clue for you. Logan, I'm sorry I hung up on you, buddy, but, you know, I as I always tell my friends, do not call the show. It's not allowed.
You don't want that.
All right. So, we came to the... It's happening already, isn't it?
They're
salespeople
looking. They are looking. And, you know, I think they're creating reasons to walk by the studio.
Ignore them.
Joe has brought me a mirror, an American Idol mirror that you guys had up in the office.
It was free.
So I have in my hand, the mirror. I have... I've got the box here.
Color did you go with, finally?
I'm going with natural light brown, just
good.
For men, brush-in color gel, mustache, beard, and sideburns.
The Rejuvenator.
So, there you go.
And if it says it's natural.
Rob, I'm going to hand you
mustache, beard,
the instructions, and I'm going to let you read the instructions, because you're probably better at that than I am.
Okay, let me see.
Go. Mix. Oh, I got a mix. Oh, S.
All right. Well,
why don't they just give it? Well, see, I don't want to put down the product. But
okay. Step one, right. Wearing the gloves or wearing gloves. Do they provide gloves for you?
Mm-mm-mm.
You're going to have to do without gloves then.
No, they do. Here, what are these? Oh, are these the gloves?
Probably, right, yeah.
Made in China.
Oh, it's very good. Banzai, place to bet now. Wearing gloves remove all of your clothing. No, I'm kidding.
Stop it.
Wearing gloves.
Hey, they spared no expense with these gloves.
Yeah. Look at these things. Genuine cellophane.
Boy, you can really go right into the ER with these.
You look very much like you would work in a public school cafeteria.
But what's the meatloaf? Wearing pizza day.
Squeeze one or two lines. Oh, this is like being a DJ 20 years ago.
All right, man, squeeze the lines.
Squeeze one or two lines from Color Base Tube into the mixing tray.
Right. No, we are on a mixing schedule. Tray. All right, there's a mixing tray here.
Is that the mixing tray? Because in the picture it's white, but that's black.
Does that appear, Buzz, to you to be the mixing tray?
That's the tray.
Okay, and squeeze one or two lines from Color Base Tube into the mixing tray on one side of the raised
line. Color Base Tube? Yeah. Rob, you're going too fast. I know we have a time clock, but I mean, what?
No.
Well, man.
I feel tired.
Color Base Tube. We need one or two lines from it. Since you're doing a light application, I think you should do one line.
No, I don't want to start messing with it. I think the light...
Here is your visual aid. It says one or two lines, so you'd probably be okay with one line.
One qualifies.
All right, I'm going to put one.
Okay.
All right, I just put it in.
That looks like gravy.
It looks like a turd.
It does.
All right.
Some sort of mock turd. Okay.
Oh, it smells good. Smell it. Mmm, chemically.
Yes.
Tell me when you're ready for step two.
All right, I'm ready. I put the color base line. I put the line down, man.
Okay.
Where's the razor blade, man? All right.
Step two.
Mm-hmm.
Squeeze one or two lines from color developer tube. Do you have that?
I have the color developer tube right here.
Squeeze one or two lines from the color developer tube.
Hold on. We got line number five. Line number five is Alan. Alan, it says how to use the product.
Yeah, I use it.
Have you done this before?
I have.
All right, are we doing everything the right? Yeah, Alan, we might just keep you on the line with us while we do this. Okay.
You have to be a little careful because the more black you use, the darker it gets. So you got to use enough to make it black.
Okay, well, we're not trying to make it black.
Well, wait, you said you have to use... The more... What I did is I put down a line of the color.
Of the base.
There's two different ones. There's a silver and a black.
Yeah, okay, well, there's white and black. Alan, have you done this before or what? Why are you saying silver?
Well, white, silver... They changed the...
Moron.
Hey, right, you know what? That's the best decision you've made all day.
I'm a little nervous. You know, the guy's going to, Mr. Yeah. Helper, and he's like, wait, you got to put the black so it doesn't do the thing.
White, silver, it's all the same.
White, silver.
Color developer.
Okay, squeeze one or two lines. I'm guessing we can do one line.
Now, let me see the diagram, because there's a line in the middle. There's a ridge in the middle. Do I put them on both sides?
No. It says squeeze one line from color developer tube into the mixing tray on the other side of the raised line.
Uh-huh.
And here again is a picture if you need to see it.
I got it.
Okay, and there's a warning. Would you like that?
Yeah.
Note, avoid getting mix on clothing and other porous surfaces. Permanent staining could occur.
But like your skin?
Yes, I suppose. Protect clothing.
And I have a very tightly cropped beard.
And surfaces with old towels or shirt. Wash spells immediately.
All right, okay. All right. Crap.
Okay,
all right.
Step three.
All right, what?
Mezzo el producto con la espatola.
Stop it.
This is
I really want to do this right, Rob.
I know. Well, you know, Spanish is good.
I know. All right.
Okay, number three. Mix the product with the spatula until thoroughly blended.
That's the spatula.
We can make our little eggs with this. Ew. Look at that. This isn't big enough to scramble my eggs.
I might be dating myself. That looks like the little thing you would use to clean a record player needle. You know, the little brush that would come with. Okay, so you mix it with the little spatula. How are the gloves feeling?
Mixed product with... I'm sorry.
The instructions were over the mic.
They feel that my hands are beginning to sweat. Mixed product with spatula until thoroughly blended. Wipe ends of tubes to prevent staining.
Yeah.
Well, I think that would be if you saved it for another application. I think this is a one-timer for you.
You never know, Rob. I might really do... Okay.
Step three.
All right.
And you're going to have to mix it with the spatula, right? For the application.
All right. Sorry. All right. I know we've been trying to entertain. All right.
Okay, now we have... Once mixed, use immediately. This is another warning, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Use immediately. Depending on the amount of gray hair, you may need a second application to cover gray completely.
Well, this is good. Just take it one at a time.
Sure. It's like you do it in layers.
It doesn't look really dark.
Good. That's probably a good thing. It works chemically anyway.
It's like painting a car. Mm-hmm. The more layers, the deeper the color.
Mm-hmm. I'm still mixing.
You're going to look like a Corvette, Mike.
Stop it. I'm trying to... You know what? This is my ass here, Rob. I'm really nervous about this now.
But you're doing your face.
I mean, hey, I will color the hair on my ass.
The face works, no, you move on.
All right, how much do you have to mix it up? It looks like it's pretty well mixed.
Yeah, it's
blended.
Until thoroughly blended. Is it thoroughly blended?
Yeah, not yet. Hold on a second. I'm just I'm doing this. Wait, I always should remember, like my partner taught me. We're on the radio.
You hear the sound of gloves?
These are the sounds of mixing. Stirring.
Okay.
What do I do now?
Now we're at the all-important step four.
Taste it.
No. Now, I want to read this through because this involves the word quickly.
Okay.
Apply quickly. Use brush tool.
I dumped Alan. Didn't I dump Alan?
I thought you did. Did he call back?
Hold on. Let me see if Alan's still there. Wait, let's see.
Oh, I'm getting the smell over here now.
Yeah,
Alan, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, thank you.
You know what it smells like? It smells like the back of JCPenney.
Yep.
When you get near the beauty parlor.
Oh, now I'm a little freaked out. All right, what do I do now?
Okay, don't do this yet, but you want to apply quickly. Use the brush to apply mix to dry hair. Dry is in all capital letters. Cover up and down gently to cover all hair evenly. Prepare more product as needed. Okay? Oh, he's begun.
Yeah, he's
begun. Oh, you're using, like, there's like a little toothbrush.
Isn't that what you're supposed to use?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, but
I am using the right thing, right?
Yes, you are.
I didn't realize that they had provided a brush. It's very nice. Save unmixed product for next use, but do not use after 3 months to ensure the highest level of effectiveness. Now, you are applying it well and delicately.
But it's not easy. It's not easy. It's
not thick and gunky.
It's a little...
Is the texture like toothpaste?
I wish you could hear this, but it's almost... I don't know.
Getting it a little bit.
Like Connor.
Oh, and you know what? We should start timing because it's only supposed to be in 5 minutes. I've set the clock now.
Buzz, I'm already regretting this.
No, it's going to be fine.
I bet it's great putting it on your mustache. How's that smell?
It'll be very, smells unbelievable.
Very subtle, and the excess should wash out the excess.
And then you're walking down the street and someone says, "Excuse me, Mr. Blackstone, I've always enjoyed your work."
Rob, do not make me laugh when I'm doing
that. I'm sorry.
Right.
Now, you've covered your mustache
and
the little soul patch part has been covered, and now you're just working sort of on the under the lip part.
Now I'm working my man.
No, you're just applying it. And we're waiting.
All right, bear with me.
That's all right.
So far, no dramatic changes, which is good.
What about if you get it on your skin? Are you screwed if you get it on your skin? Does it?
It could change the color of your skin.
But did it say that?
But if it's under the beard, it's not going to show. So just stay in color inside the lines, and you'll be fine.
I'm not good at that. All right.
Okay.
Okay, I think I'm done.
Okay, very good. Now, I started the clock. Don't mess with it now. Leave her be. Because we can do a second application if you want.
Oh, God, I got it on my...
All right. Okay, you ready?
Where's the... Oh, the paper tells you. Yeah, okay, what?
Okay,
what
well, now, with the timing has begun,
all right.
And I want you to read the all-important step 5. It says, important, time yourself carefully with a watch or timer starting after the application is completed. So now I will start it. Now the application has been completed.
I think my skin is colored.
Waiting only 5 minutes or a bit less prevents color from going too dark.
It's not
going
to show.
Now while you're waiting, thoroughly rinse and remove residue from brush, spatula, tray, and gloves to prepare for next use. I believe you can probably pitch all that stuff because I don't think you're going to be using it.
Okay, it's already starting to get dark.
Is it?
From here, I don't see an appreciable difference, to be honest.
I do already.
I just see a light smoke is off.
Ow! I'm burning up!
Let me take some phone calls.
Is there any tingling sensation?
No, tell me when I need to rinse this off.
Oh, I will.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yes, hello. What can I do for you?
Well, Ginger, I offered to help because I've walked my husband through this.
Well, you know what? I'm there now. I mean, what does it sound like we've done the right thing already?
I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
No, you haven't done anything bad.
What did
you
I do?
You haven't done anything harmful.
Yeah?
But I will tell you that just one line is not going to cover the gray.
Well, no, I don't necessarily want to completely get rid of the gray. I just want to darken it up a little bit.
Wants it to look natural.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to do much. Trust me on this.
Oh, you
really
know
what?
I see it darkening already.
Bob, look at it on my skin.
Look
at that.
Do you see it on my skin? It's not going to change the color of the beard that much. Honestly.
What about, like, the staining to my flesh? I'm rinsing it.
No.
It's not going to hurt your skin.
Will it wash off my skin?
You did the allergy test beforehand, right?
You're constantly shedding skin cells, so that'll be gone by tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, and you know, I bet a little rubbing alcohol would also expedite the process.
But,
Mike,
I mean,
you've only had it on a minute
staining,
now.
But it's staining the skin.
It's all right. If it's under the beard, it's fine. If it's outside the beard, it'll wash off.
It's definitely darker. It looks pretty good.
It's darker.
Yeah, and you know what? It is not... I wouldn't notice it if I wasn't looking for it.
All right. It's not like super dark, but...
No. It's where, and besides, you've got 3 minutes to go. Now, do you want to look ahead to your next step so you're ready to go when that happens?
Yeah, all right. Okay, what's the
next step? The next step is the rinsing, and it says rinse product off facial hair with warm water until water runs clear.
Joe!
We're going to need to go to the microwave.
Joe, I need to get this water warm.
The shower is the best place to do this.
Joe, run my shower for me.
You know what he could probably do is get another...
Joe, prepare my bath, please.
Probably the fastest thing, Joe, is get another big gulp cup.
Yeah, but he can go right down the hallway and put the hot water that comes out of the sink.
Yeah, it's going to stay out of the sink.
Yeah, that's great.
And then it says wash facial... Oh, we should have read ahead, Mark.
What? What is it? God damn it, what? You're freaking me out.
Wash facial hair thoroughly with shampoo, not bar soap.
I showered very...
But this is...
I always do that.
Afterward. it says we need to wash with shampoo, not bar soap, then rinse.
I almost said the S word. Yeah. Would there be any shampoo in the building?
A shampoo specially made for color-treated hair will work best to keep your color.
Would there be any chance of any shampoo in the building? I should have prepared.
You know,
we should have read ahead.
Do I need soap?
You will. You'll probably have to do this in the bathroom, I guess. If you're going to soap and rinse. You know what? I bet you that liquid soap is very close. Not as stringent.
How much time do we have?
Two minutes. 2 minutes till you rinse. And besides, we don't have any water. So
I'm a little freaked out.
You're fine.
It's going to be fine.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, go ahead.
Hello,
I'm a little uptight. I apologize to our listening audience. I am a little edgy right now. Yes, sir. What can I do for you?
I just wanted to call and say I use this all the time, and just do be careful about getting it on your skin.
Oh, my God. I'm rinsing it off, Rob.
No,
I'm not talking to you. Look at this. My skin is dark.
It's fine.
I'm rinsing it right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to take a brief break. I'm rinsing this off, Rob. This is horrible. This is a mistake.
You just look a little like Wayne Newton.
This is crazy. Look, do you see it right now? It's like my skin. Did I hang up on that guy?
It's going to be fine.
I believe so.
What? Does anybody? Help! Help!
Medic!
Help! All right, I need to go down to the bathroom. Joe, look what happened. My skin's all stained now.
No, your skin is not all stained.
No,
it is slightly. It looks like a freckle.
I got to wash this up. I hope it washes off my skin. Yes, Charlie, I'm going to break because I want to go to the bathroom. Let him give you the results of what happens up there.
I've got to go. I've got to rinse my beard off.
Take your headphones off.
We will take a short break, a long break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Anita Horgar.
Buck melanoma. Molly Russell's wart. Not her wart. Not her wart. I'm the wart. She's my tumor. My growth. My pimple. I'm Uncle Wart. Just old Buck Wart Russell. That's what they call me. Or melanoma head. They'll call me that. Melanoma head's coming. Uncle. Maisie Russell's uncle. I'm her uncle.
The Don and Mike Show. If you put a knick-knack on their whatnot, they'll give you a what for. Don and Mike.
All right, we're back.
Oh, what's that?
I'm sorry. During the break, I rinsed off, and I rinsed it too quick, and then we had to give another application. So what I'm doing right now, hold on a second.
It's what you hear on any radio show. The host washing his beard.
Lathering off.
We got Richie Sambora come up. In fact, is he on the line?
You want him?
Richie on the side. Well, yeah, all right, go ahead. Richie, are you there?
How you doing?
Richie Sambora from Bon Jovi. Give him a nice round of applause.
Wow, very nice.
Hey, now.
Richie, you gotta bear with me here, okay? A couple of things going on. My partner, Don Geronimo, not here today, so I'm doing the show by myself, which I rarely do because I have no ambition. And the other thing is, Richie, that I have just completed an experiment that I wouldn't mind asking you about. I won't get really personal, but I've just gotten done putting that Just for Men hair coloring in my beard to take the gray out of my beard. And so what I'm in the process of doing right now as we speak is rinsing, Richie. So if you hear me go off mic.
You hear you go off mic a little bit. That's okay.
I met you in New Orleans. Don and I both met you down there. You were doing a thing down, I think, at the House of Blues.
When we started off the album, yeah.
With Dom was a long time ago, and you could not have been a nicer guy. I was very impressed by you. And how are you, Richie?
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you very much. Yeah, man, we're having a great tour, and there's a lot of big highlights going on. We finished our European tour, and the last show was Hyde Park, and it was like 92,000 people.
Wow. Man, oh, man, you are one of the originals, man. I'll tell you that right now. You are. I'm a big fan of yours, and what's cool about how many dates do you guys do a year? I mean, you're always somewhere. If you're not touring,
well, we were crazier. You know, when we were younger, we were a lot crazier. We would do like, you know, tours that were like 16 and a half months long.
Wow.
Which is nutty. That's about 250 shows.
All right, Rob, talk to Richie. Richie, bear with me. I'm at the water stage now where I'm taking the water off.
Taking that water out of your beard, man. But you know what? Let me give you a little advice.
Okay. I was going to ask you about that because, you know,
you're
in the world,
Rob,
you
have to reapply because as soon as it grows, you're going to see the gray again, baby.
But here's the thing. You're in the world of rockers, and you know, I'm not, you know, I mean, no offense here, Richie, but I mean, you have been doing it a while, if you know what I mean.
Of course.
And you know, you hang around.
You got to reapply.
You know, in the days in the days of you know, rock and roll nowadays, I mean, really, so many of the great bands have you know, are guys that have been hanging around a while, and
sure.
So you must see guys that you know, stranger to seeing guys that do this, like put a little of the color.
Not at all, not at all, man. I mean, you know, that's what you got to do.
I think we know that's not Sammy Hagar's real hair color, ladies and gentlemen.
Very well could be.
But anyway, so do you color your hair?
Yeah, like Sammy's a natural blonde.
what color are you wearing nowadays, Richie?
Oh, no, I am a natural brown hair dude.
You are natural
hair? Actually, you know, I mustn't confess. I do have a few grays, but they're very few, thank God.
Now, do you, and you go sometimes you have beard, sometimes you don't have beard, right?
Yeah, I go back and forth, yeah.
And how's everything going on the home front? How's your lovely bride?
Oh, everything's doing very well.
For those of you that don't live in a ditch, you know, Richie has been married for how many years to Heather?
Oh, almost 10.
Heather wow. Locklear.
And I believe she did some hair coloring commercials, didn't she? For ladies.
Yeah, for ladies. And, well, let me... all right, I'm sorry. Now, Richie, I know we want to talk about... and incidentally, Richie will be... on the 26th, you will be at Veterans Stadium in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, right?
That's
tomorrow.
Right, yeah.
And you are going to be at Nissan, right here, Nissan Pavilion, right here in D.C., out in Bristow, Virginia,
absolutely.
On
it's gonna
Sunday.
Be, and we plan it to be a very, very special show because I think what we've been doing a lot of times is we're recording this new acoustic live album.
Mm.
And I think we're probably going to record some acoustic live stuff. So usually we'll probably come out and play about an hour of acoustic stuff, and then maybe an hour and 45 minutes of electric stuff. So it's going to be a very special show.
Your fans have really got to dig that when you come out and, you know, they get something a little special, like it's almost like an unplugged segment.
Yeah, well, we kind of started that back in 1988 when John and I decided that we were just going to come out there with a couple acoustic guitars and everybody was, you know, hiding behind the lights and all that other stuff. We figured we'd just go out there and, you know, show the men between the boys, you know what I'm saying?
Very cool.
All right, and I hate to digress again, but I'm looking at this in the mirror.
How's that beard doing?
Oh, you know what? Your mood has changed.
I think it sucks. I think it looks...
You were really excited exactly 5 minutes ago.
It looks like it stained the skin underneath the beard. I have a light beard. I'm glad that amuses you, Mr. Sambora. I'm sitting here, you know, but, you know, what the hell. It's done.
Move your mic. Let me see it.
I'm done. Here it is. Just take a look, Rob.
You know what?
I wish you were here to see this, Richie.
Next time.
I would be so excited.
You sound like it, dude.
Next time, just do it under your chin. Your mustache is a little dark, but I think it looks good.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. You know what? I apologize. I'm not necessarily focused on the program right now, but.
Hey, don't worry about it.
You know, I mean, how many Super Bowls are you guys done? Haven't you done a couple of Super Bowls and stuff like that? Or?
Yeah, we did the last one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, didn't you do the kickoff last season from...
Yeah, we also, I mean...
oh, Richie, you want to play for that or what?
Right, just when the 9/11 thing came down.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Paul Tagliabue, the commissioner of the NFL, remember when they kind of they moved the season up for about a week because they didn't want to, like, you know, everybody was such in a mourning state at that point.
Right,
right.
So Paul called us up and asked us if we would do God Bless America in front of the firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had dinner with him when we became friends. And so, you know, then he asked us to kick off the NFL season and the next season. And he says, yeah, I'm going to close down Times Square for 10 blocks. And you guys are going to open up the NFL season.
Wow. How do you do? I have a question.
And so 500,000 people showed up. It was wild.
That's pretty intense.
I'm wild,
ladies and gentlemen. I wanted to ask you, how do you, being married twice myself, I'm curious as to, you know, being married to a hottie like Heather Locklear, doing what you do on the road, I would imagine that she certainly has a healthy ego being in the business she's in, and you're out there all the time. How do you guys really keep it together year in, year out? I mean, your reputation, if I haven't heard anything differently, is that you've got one of the stronger show business marriages that are out there. How do you have any advice for somebody like me that just can't say
that? Richie?
I'm only kidding. My wife and I, we're just very happy with each other. We have a really great relationship, and I have a great little kid. And
how old's your kid?
Five and a half,
great age.
Beautiful little girl, looks just like my wife, has my gregarious personality. So she'll be the prettiest nun in the convent.
Oh, man. That is great.
But she grows up, and it's just, you know, we keep it together, and you know, luckily, you know, I'm in a financial position, and so is she, that whenever I need to get home, if I got like 2 days off, I go home.
Wow, that's great.
You know,
I just get myself a little private jet and fly home. And
man, the life of a rock star.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, listen, it's good work if you can get it.
And
yeah.
Here I am, like, sticking Just for Men on my beard. Oh, God, I'm so jealous. It sucks.
You know, I know this is kind of an obscure for people that don't watch Late Night with Conan O'Brien, which is really, I think, one of the better comedy shows out there.
It's too.
Really
funny. It's fantastic.
You guys did there. They did a bit with you guys, and you guys obviously were fans to have this happen. But
Triumph.
With Triumph, the insult comic duck, which I really believe is the funniest thing I've ever seen Conan O'Brien do.
It could be. Let me tell you, Robert, who does Triumph, is a good friend of mine.
Oh, really? You know the guy that does it?
Yeah, yeah. What happened was is that one night after a session, we were making the Crush album, and we got back to my house, and you know. I was just winding down with a glass of wine, and I turn it on, and I see the Westminster Dog Show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That segment.
Right, where he did it, and he was, like, humping during that.
I almost went in my pants. I tell you, it was so, so funny. So what I did, I had been on the Conan show many, many times. I just called him. I said, look, you got to send me a copy of this, because I got to show everybody. So I started turning my whole band onto it, and everybody else I knew, you know.
Oh, man, when he was
and
out
so,
there, oh, it was great.
So then, you know, Robert also writes for Saturday Night Live, so we did that year, and I had met him, and so we became in correspondence with him, and when we did the last Giant Stadium show on the last tour, he came up and did a whole piece.
Yeah, I remember that.
Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. God, that's what I was talking about. I mean, it was when he does that, does he obviously writes it. I mean, it's just too good not to be to pre-write it a little bit, but he sits there and, like, what does he have, hold a microphone while he's got his hand up the
puppet? He's got a couple guys.
He's got a couple guys to do it?
He's got a couple guys, yeah. He's got a couple guys. Yeah. What did he ask me? He goes, Richie Sambora, you are the man. You are not what she had in her 60s.
That is the best bit.
No, it's just, tell me, you go, oh, you're the man, Heather Locklear. Oh, is she blonde down there? You know.
I remember that. Is she blonde down there?
He's killing it. You know, the guy's so funny.
And then he's humping their dog on the tour bus, which was, oh, my God,
oh, yeah,
fantastic.
He was, yeah, then he was smoking grass with the
with the guys on the bus.
With our crew on the tour bus.
I remember that. Oh, man. Well, you know, good luck with your tour. I know you guys have so many fans around here and everywhere. Really, I remember.
Yeah, come on, see us, man. It's going to be a great show.
Don and I really had a great time meeting you down in New Orleans. And good luck with everything. And I know, how many disc jockeys say, give my best to Heather? How many times does that happen to you during an interview? About
no
500?
Problem. I'll definitely. I'll give her best in my best Triumph voice.
Oh, very good. Hello, Heather.
One of the best from Don and Mike Heather.
Thanks a lot, Richie. Good luck on the tour.
Wow.
All right, that's a good guy.
Good guy, man.
But he was a lot of fun, but that bit was, you know, hey, come to Six Flags. This is where these guys will be next time around.
All right. I apologize for my lack of focus. I got soap, I got water everywhere, and now I've got the finished product.
Let's see you.
There you go. What do you think, bro?
Looks pretty good.
It looks really good. You know what? It doesn't look that much different. I wouldn't have noticed it if I hadn't just watched you follow steps 1 through 8.
All right. Now, here we go. I'm done with this. I'm putting it away. I will focus on the rest of the show, and it is now time. We got the music for it, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Time for the Highway Love Connection.
All right.
One of my favorite all-time games on this show. This is a very simple game. We've done it millions of times on the show. I will explain it to you as follows.
It often results in marriage.
We've had many, many successful marriages. No, actually, they all crash and burn. That's the way it works. But the Highway Love Connection, if you have an automobile somewhere where we broadcast to, and let me see, we've got the Nissan thing. This is going to have to be in the Washington, Baltimore, or maybe Philadelphia area.
If you want to make the drive, it's a great show.
Because what we're going to give on the line right now is a pair of Sammy seats to Sammy Hagar, and also a chance to stand on stage with Sammy.
Too darn hot.
Sammy Hagar, not Sammy Davis Jr.
Right.
If you are a lady and you are driving around right now and you have a cell phone in your car, we're going to ask you to give us a call, pull over to the side of the road, and then sell yourself for 60 seconds. Call us now at 1-877-365-3636. And what you do is you pull the car over to the side, you sell yourself in 60 seconds, you talk about what makes you such a special woman, and you can also talk about the kind of man you're looking for.
Sure.
Perhaps a man that just recently dyed his beard and looks like an a-hole now. You can say anything you want, but you give a description of your vehicle, you give a description of where you are, and 1-877-365-3636. We are looking for young ladies only.
Yeah.
And then after the 60 seconds is up, you simply sit back
and you wait, and in many cases, you get seven or eight guys showing up, and you have your complete pick of the litter. That's the way that works.
So you get your choice, but it's all contingent on your selling job, so you want to make sure you sell yourself well.
Now, before we get the ladies on the line, let me tell everybody what these Sammy seats are about. It'll be a pair of Sammy seats at the Sammy Hagar Lynyrd Skynyrd concert on Tuesday at Nissan Pavilion, the seats that Sammy held for himself that he has decided to give away on the air. You will also get to stand on stage, we did this one time, in the Cabo Wabo Cantina area, and that's with him during his set. Tickets are available at all Ticketmaster outlets and at NissanPavilion.com.
Now, the cantina is almost like, really like a bar on stage, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's, yeah.
Yes, Rob. And it's very cool.
It's fantastic, yeah. Rob.
Wonderful.
We had just the greatest time. No, it's, you know.
I remember.
We took our lives in our hands when we did that, when we stood up. You stand up, you're in a rock concert. Who would want to be in a rock concert?
It's great for fans and thrill seekers alike.
Now, Joe, are you screening these calls, or should I take them randomly? I just see them all ringing. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Mike. This is Mike from Lafayette.
Mike from Lafayette, Louisiana. What can I do for you, Mike?
Hey, I was at you guys' Las Vegas-style show whenever you came down, probably 4 or 5 years ago.
Yes, sir.
Been a while. I couldn't help but notice at that time that your beard was a lot more salt and pepper. Can you explain that to me?
His beard grows. Yeah.
My beard grows.
You paint your beard?
Do you notice that I'm just lost wanted. Total focus about the beard thing? Don and Mike, hello.
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 Hi, this is Patty.
Patty, why are you calling? Are you calling for the Highway Love Connection?
I am.
You are. Fantastic.
Ah, Patty.
Now, Buzz, I'm going to need you to keep track
I'm
of this,
it.
Okay? Because I don't have any of this on the screen.
I'm sorry, Buzz. I told you Patricia, but I took off from work early, so I'm Patty.
Patty, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Now, where are you calling from, Patty?
Fairfax.
Fairfax, Virginia. Nice. And are you on a major highway or byway?
I'll be on Route 50 in about a second.
Well, you know, you understand the way the Highway Love Connection works, Patty. You actually have to be in one place, and you have to pull over to the side of the road. So you can do that wherever you are. It usually helps if it's at a major intersection or near a major landmark, a grocery store. Are you able to do that right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Then please do.
Rob, now behave yourself.
What will your location on Route 50 be, Patty?
Patty, I'm going to come back to you because we're going to put you on hold.
She's not there yet.
Okay.
All right. Which is the bottom one that puts him on hold or the top one, Rob?
It is the not the bottom one.
Okay.
That was horrible. I'm sorry.
That's interesting.
I like an answer you'd get from my wife.
Okay, that's Patty. We will come back to Patty. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Patty again?
No, it's not Patty.
Who is this?
This is Kirsten.
Hello, Kirsten. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from an M&T bank in Jekyll Hill.
Are you ready to play the Highway Love Connection?
What do I got to do?
All right, didn't you hear me explain it?
Well, I'm parked in a car. I'm not driving on the highway.
Yeah, will you pull over to the side? And where, what is your location once again, Kirsten?
At the M&T bank.
At the M&T bank where?
In Drexel Hill.
Drexel Hill?
Yeah.
Outside of Philly?
Yes.
Okay, do you understand now? Are you willing, if you win and you get a date, it's for the Sammy Hagar concert that's at Nissan Pavilion on Tuesday night. That's all the way down here in D.C. Are you ready to do that?
Oh, God, I got it.
Okay, thanks a lot. Hello, Don and Mike. Turn your radio down. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I love hearing your voice, Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Jesus Christ, this is the third one.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Turn your radio down.
Hello?
Hello, who's this, duh?
What?
Who am I talking to?
This is Lori.
What is the matter, Lori?
I didn't hear you. Sorry.
Well, now you hear me. Where are you calling from, Lori?
I'm calling from Vermont.
All right, okay. All right, you know what? I'm going to kill myself in a second.
No, no.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don't do it.
This is Michelle.
Hello, Michelle. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from, unlike Vermont, I'm calling from Waldorf, Maryland.
Waldorf. Now, Michelle, please help me here. Do you understand how the Highway Love Connection works?
I certainly do. I listen to you guys every day.
God bless you. You've listened to all the instructions, and you understand how the game works. And how old are you, Michelle?
I am going to be 35 shortly.
35, and what location in Waldorf? Where are you at exactly?
I am at the Sports Authority.
Ah, very see a nice ladies and gentlemen. We have Michelle. She knows how to play the game.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
She is at the sport. You're in the Sports Authority parking lot in Waldorf.
That is correct.
And anybody that knows about Waldorf, simply the most beautiful women in the world.
Oh, my God. At this time of year?
Who is the celebrity you most resemble? Is it, what supermodel?
I'm
probably Jodie Foster, Helen Hunt. I get a lot of that.
Jodie Foster, always a very good sign on the show.
I'm hoping there's a lot of Helen Hunt, maybe just a touch.
All right, Michelle, here's what we're going to need you to do. I'm going to give you 60 seconds, and we're going to ask you to sell yourself. Give your location very clearly so that anybody in the area can get out to where you are. And then if you find the dream date, you're going to be going to the Sammy Hagar show. Does that sound good to you, Michelle?
Sounds great.
All right, 60 seconds begins now. Go ahead and sell yourself.
My name is Michelle. I'm going to be 35. I have never been married. I have zero children. Athletic, intelligent, obviously.
Rob, she is athletic. Stop it.
Okay.
Keep going, Michelle.
Stop it.
No, he was. That
I
was Rob.
Helen Hunt more than Jodie Foster.
Okay. Give that location again, Michelle.
Blonde hair, blue eyes. Location is Sports Authority in Waldorf, Maryland.
What kind of car are we looking
for?
I'm in a SUV.
An SUV? You want to give it to...
SUV. I'm in a Honda CR-V.
All right, and that's outside the Sports Authority. Anything you're looking for in a man, Michelle?
Intelligence.
Well, you've come to the wrong show for that, Michelle. I'm afraid you might be barking up the wrong tree.
I miss Don.
You miss Don?
I miss Don.
What, now, what's that about? Of course, Don's not here today. What, are you getting angry with me?
Oh, absolutely not.
All right. Well, would you like Don to stop by your location?
No.
Okay. That's it, Michelle. Your time's up. Any one last little word before we put you on hold?
Call me.
What?
Call me. How about stop by?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, listen. Is it me?
No.
Is it my beard? Is
no.
It, what's happening? Is
I just have one question. Does running your mouth count as being athletic?
Okay, now we have some women up on the screen. Let's go to Deborah. Deborah, how are you?
I'm fine.
Where are you located, Deborah?
I'm almost in Dumfries, Virginia, right off of Route 1. There's a Food Lion, a Jerry's Pizza, Exxon.
Very good.
I'm right there in the parking lot next to the broken soda machine.
What kind of car are you driving, Deborah?
A little Reggio.
And how old are you?
I'm 28. Actually, I'm lying, but, you know.
You're lying about
those
your age.
Things happen. Yeah,
women do that occasionally. Celebrity you most resemble?
I thought about that. Maybe Ray Don Chong. Angelina Jolie a couple times.
Wow.
Good enough for us, Deborah. All right, we're going to give you 60 seconds to sell yourself. Are you ready?
Okay.
Go for it.
Hey, guys, this is the one you want. You want to go to the concert, come on and see me right now. I'm in the Reggio. I'm in Food Lion. Get off the road, pull over, and see me now. I've got on a cute little knit sundress. I've got on sandals. I'm adorable. You can't go wrong. I mean, come on. I'm the one you've been wanting. And your mom warned you about this kind. I'm the quiet type. So come on, pull over. I mean, I'm about to stand out and flag somebody down. I mean, I'd like to go to this concert.
Wow.
You know?
Yeah, all right.
And my hair is beautiful and soft and all natural, real. I've got 36 D's.
Oh, now wait a minute. Hold it a second.
Stop the music.
Now, Deborah, you said he's lying about your age. You lying about all that other stuff, too?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely not.
You're not like 17 or something, right? That's not why you're lying about your age. Okay.
Oh, no.
All right, give your location one last time.
I see a car stopping. Now, this guy's
Yeah, I bet.
Out.
All right, hold on, Deborah.
I don't know.
Give your location one last time. I got to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
Give your location, Deborah.
Okay, it's the Food Lion before you get to 234. On Route 1 and 234, there's a Food Lion, Exxon, and
in Dumfries. Wonderful, Deborah. Okay, hold on. We're going to put you on hold, and we're going to actually wait through the commercial break and see how you do when we come back, okay?
Okay.
All right, that's Deborah. All right, before we get out of here for a second, we got to talk to Patty. Patty, okay. Have you finally figured out how to play the game and where you're supposed to be?
Yes, I have.
All right, Patty, you give us your location, please.
Okay, I am at 50 and Gallows Road in Fairfax in the Yorktown Shopping Center.
Go ahead, Pat. Rob is distracting me again.
Oh.
All right, would you like to sell yourself now, Patty?
Okay.
All right, you give 60 seconds, you sell yourself, and you give that location, ask for all the guys to come and see you, and
come see Pat.
Why are you guys laughing at me?
Because Rob is being cruel and horrible like he always is.
I like to be familiar with the listener, and I like
Pat. Shut up, Rob. Make sure you hit that location, Pat. Go ahead, and 60 seconds starts right now.
Okay, I'm at 50 and Gallows Road in Fairfax at the Yorktown Shopping Center outside of Greavy's Restaurant Sports Bar. There's a little red Miata parked in the corner, but that's not me. I'm in the black Jeep.
Patty, we'll stop the music. We'll start it up again. Patty, why mention the other car? That only adds confusion.
Oh, okay.
All right, continue, please. I'm sorry. I'm just a little frustrated. You've heard the other women that have called today, Patty.
Continue, Conjurer.
It's the whole beer thing. You start the clock. Go ahead, Patty. Keep going.
Pat.
Okay, yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'm at 50 and Gallows Road in Fairfax near Greavy's Restaurant and Sports Bar, Yorktown Shopping Center, in a black Jeep Cherokee. I'm about 5'5". I've got blonde hair, blue eyes. I want to go to the concert. I've never done this before. I'm a little bit shy. I'm very embarrassed. I'm doing this for the
Don't be embarrassed.
Fun.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble, Patty?
Jack Klugman?
Stop it, Rob. Rob is turbo cruel during this segment.
Yeah, you are turbo cruel.
I'm kidding, of course, darling.
Patty, would you like to throw out a celebrity before we put you on?
A celebrity that... No, I can't.
Thank you, Patty. Okay, Patty's on hold, Buzz. We're not talking to her
all
anymore.
Right,
all right, we've got room for it. We lost a shocker. We lost Michelle. I think Michelle... I have no idea what happened. Rob
wasted so many cars.
Now, we've got Deborah, who is... where is Deborah located, Buzz?
Deborah is located at the Food Lion, Route 1 and Route 234 in Dumfries, Virginia.
And Patty is where? At Gallows Road?
Right, Route 50 and Gallows Road, the Yorktown Center at Greavy's.
All right, I'm going to go catch a shower during the break. We're going to... We have room for a couple more women if you would like to play the game, The Highway Love Connection. 1-877-365-3636. We'll see how Deborah and Patty do and see if we can hook up some more people when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
The following is a live commercial read by Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Question, Rob.
Yes, Mike.
Do you think my beard looks pretty? No. Are you getting the best value from your wireless phone company? Does your wireless phone keep you connected with everyone that's important to you? Hateful boy, Rob Spiewak.
Mike.
Yes, Rob.
Give us a kiss.
Rob.
Well, that's the best reason ever to call 1-866-SINGULAR and switch over to Singular Wireless. Just listen to the great deals that Singular has for you right now during their incredible summer phone sale. Mike, pay attention.
Mm-hmm. You know, Rob enjoys doing these, ladies and gentlemen. This is like the high point of his day right here. He's doing a live commercial.
It's fun.
Get the cool Nokia 3560 color screen phone for just $29.99 when you sign up for a 2-year service agreement.
Plus, Singular lets you add a line to your plan for just $9.99 per line per month, and plans start at just $39.99. Mike. It's astounding.
Keep connected all summer long by switching to Singular Wireless for home delivery. Call Singular at 1-866-SINGULAR. Log on to Singular.com or visit a Singular Wireless store. 866-SINGULAR. Yay!
Yay! Certain restrictions apply. Jay's going to go over the preliminary detail.
Very good.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Not just lowbrow, they're no-brow. Don and Mike.
And we are back to the Highway Love Connection with Deborah and Patty. Also room for some more. If you want to play, we'll squeeze one more person in there. Yeah. Today, at some point on the show, we are going to be giving away a pair of boxing gloves.
Love it.
Autographed. Now, how does this make sense to me?
I don't know.
Autographed by John Leguizamo.
I can explain it.
He is not a boxer, is he?
No, but he plays a boxer in a new made-for-HBO movie.
Yeah. Don't miss HBO's powerful night of boxing Saturday night at 8 p.m. Stop by your local Modell store to enter for a chance to win a trip for two to an upcoming boxing match in Las Vegas. Cool. And I just got some amazing news.
What's really? That?
This will blow you away.
What?
I mean, this was during the commercial break. I took a phone call about it. Sterling. It's the return of Greybeard O'Mara and the Crap Blues Band to the Barefoot Pelican in Sterling, Virginia. That's tomorrow night, a great Saturday night. Join me, Don Geronimo, as I dance on the bar and make myself wet. That's Saturday night, this coming Saturday, just tomorrow night at the Barefoot Pelican. Lots of bar stomping fun.
Yeah.
It should be wonderful. So
have a good gig, Grizzly.
And, of course, later on the show today, we're going to be playing a Friday favorite, Low Budget Jeopardy, and all sorts of great stuff. We only have Deborah and Patty, but we have a couple of, we might have a little bit of controversy.
Oh, no.
Let me make it over to this line.
It's
this,
always something.
This is Mark, and Mark, you say that you're at the location and... Patty's not there? Is that what you're saying?
I was here when she announced the shopping center she was in. I immediately got out of the car, walked five rows. I see no red Miata. Now, she, nobody in any red car.
She said she's not in a red Miata. She said she's in a black Jeep.
Ah, so maybe someone wasn't listening. Hold on, Mark, all right?
Learn to listen.
All right.
Listen to learn.
Seems to be a little issue today. Yes, Joseph?
Patty is in the shopping center, but she's so stupid she won't get on her phone. She's listening to the radio while she's blabbing to a bunch of guys.
Patty?
So if you're listening, listen to your phone.
All right, let's...
How do you think Joe's day is going?
Seems fine.
Let's go to Deborah. See how Deborah's here. Deborah, you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Deborah, where's your location again?
Food Lion in Dumfries next to the Exxon right off of Route 1 and 234.
All right, you've had a whole break. You gave your location and you sold yourself. How are you doing? Any guys out there, Deborah?
Oh, yeah, I've got three.
Three?
Right. Absolutely.
Any of them that meet with your approval?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, oh, really? Yeah. Can I take all three?
You can't take all three. You can take one of your choice and, you know.
Okay,
can
guys,
you?
Strip and we'll see. Okay,
Deborah, behave yourself. Do you have anybody
I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead. What's going on?
What happened? No, they're great. There's three of them here. They're great.
Well, Deborah, you're going to have to pick one.
I was just going to go with who said something to me first.
All right, Deborah, here's what we'll do. Fair. Deborah, we're going to check in with Patty and
Then hang up on Patty.
I'm not going to hang up on Patty, but Joe put something on the screen that makes him Patty Four Kids. That's what he's calling her. That's the nickname. Decide who you want. We're going to come right back to you, and you let us know your decision, okay? Yes, you, Deborah.
Yeah.
Deborah, is it me today?
No, it's not you, Mike.
Or are these women just not focusing?
No one's focusing.
Stupid. It's called PMS.
All right, hold on a second. We're going to come back to Deborah.
That's a cop-out.
All right. remove the hate from the show for a moment.
Good luck with that.
All right, Patty, are you paying attention now?
Yeah, I'm here.
Patty, Joe was very concerned that you weren't paying attention to the phone. You were paying attention to the radio.
I know. No, I was getting to know these guys. I wasn't paying attention to the show.
It sounds like these guys, it could be a very good situation.
Yes.
How many guys were out there, Patty?
There are three.
Way to go, Pat.
That's good.
Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Rob somehow thinks you are like Pat from Saturday Night Live. I do not share
Pat
Rob's
from Saturday Night Live. Do I look like Pat from Saturday Night Live?
Rob, you're so off, man. This girl's sweet looking.
Now, Patty, Patty, I need you to focus for a second, okay?
Okay, I'm focused.
Now, Patty, you need to pick one of these three guys. Have you made that decision yet?
he's laughing at me.
Patty,
yeah,
focus.
I got to take the
Try to focus,
off.
Patty. Yeah. Patty. Yeah.
Yes.
I need you to pick one of the guys.
I said I picked the first comer.
You picked the first comer.
The first arriver.
And have you by any chance gotten his name?
Jack.
Put him on the phone, please.
Okay, hold on.
Did she say Zach or Jeff?
Jack.
It was kind of like the way, you know, certain women talk like that.
Hello,
who's this?
Jack, yeah, this is Jack.
Jack, how are you?
I'm pretty good, man. And Rob, you're way off base, man. This girl, she's like an Angela Everhart lookalike.
Really?
Oh, yeah, she's cute.
So she's a hottie, Jack.
She's a hottie.
And who is the celebrity you most resemble, Jack?
Patty, who do I most resemble? You know what? I get big combinations. Brad Johnson, the Redskin football player.
Brad Johnson, did you say?
Yeah, Brad Johnson.
All right. So you think she's...
Yeah, either him or Doug Williams.
You think she's a good match for you?
I think so, yeah. She's awesome looking.
You know, you could change your mind. I mean, you know, I was listening to Patty. She has a bit of a focus problem.
No, you guys got her wrong. She's great.
It's going to be Patty and Jack. Put Patty back on the phone, Jack.
Okay, hold on a second.
He doesn't care about the focus.
No. Patty, it sounds like he is just hot for your undies. Sounds like it's a match, Patty. Are you going to do it?
If we get the tickets, I'll do it.
Listen to what you've won. You have won a pair of Sammy seats in the Sammy Hagar and Lynyrd Skynyrd concert on Tuesday at Nissan Pavilion. Seats that Sammy held for himself that he has decided to give away on the air. You also get to stand on stage with Sammy, in the Cabo Wabo Cantina area during his set. Tickets are available at all Ticketmaster outlets and at NissanPavilion.com. Okay? Does that sound good, Patty?
That sounds awesome.
And, of course, after this date, you will give us the full report on how much intercourse actually took place. Okay. Thank you very much, Patty. She's on hold. Let's go back to Deborah. Deborah, are you there? Big D.
Yes, I am. Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I'm fine.
Did you know what your assignment was while I went away for a little while?
To stand here and look pretty?
No. No, let's try it again. I said do something while we go away, and do you know what it was?
I didn't hear you.
You said pick one. I've got four
yes,
now.
Yes, Deborah. That's it. Now, you Come have on. Four or three or four when we left you last, you see.
I've got four. They've multiplied.
They've
I've
multiplied.
Got
okay, so
I've
did,
got five.
You've got five now.
Yes.
All right. Now, do you have?
Wow.
Is there any one that maybe you decided to pick while we were
yes.
away for a moment?
Yes.
And do you know his name by any chance?
Yes, I do know his name.
And what would that be?
What would his name be? Jamie.
Jamie, would you Jamie. Like to put Jamie on the phone, please?
Okay, sure will.
Right. This is our Ray Don Sean Angelina Jolie.
Hello, Jamie, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Jamie, how do you find the young Deborah here?
Quite attractive.
Now, she said...
she's very polite and nice.
She said she was 28 and lying about her age. Does she appear to be 28 or older than that?
Only slightly older, very slightly.
Wow. Jamie is, but she's a hottie for you?
Yes.
All right, well, you're going to get tickets to go see Sammy Hagar with Deborah. Does that sound good?
That's fantastic.
And who would be the celebrity you most resemble, Jamie?
Unfortunately, a better-looking Robin Williams.
A better-looking Robin
hey.
Williams.
Is that
I didn't
possible?
Think that was, I didn't think
Can
that was possible.
Done?
There you go. All right, put her back on the phone, Jamie.
Okay, I sure will. Hang on.
Right, thanks a lot. There's a lovely couple.
He has a girl's
okay.
name.
Is, yeah, well, Jamie can be...
He should be with Pat.
I can't think of any famous male Jamies.
Who would it be?
Jamie Farr.
Jamie Farr, yeah. That's a good one. All right, Deborah.
Yeah?
You heard what you won, right? You're going to go to the Sammy show and give us a full report and let us know just how much intercourse will take place on the day.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Jamie and Pat have, Jamie and Deborah have a very good time.
All right, excellent.
Thanks
Deborah,
a lot, Deborah.
Yeah.
Deborah, do you want to make any predictions about how far he'll get?
No.
Okay.
Not at all?
No.
All right. Thank
no.
you. Thank there you so much, Deborah.
Again.
Okay. I think we're all hating just a little bit too much now. Oh, God. Is it the beard? Is it me? I'm not sure.
No, I think it's been easy.
The chemistry.
It was absolutely a walk in the park. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Drew.
Hi, Drew.
I'd like to go make an arrest for someone perpetrating a fraud.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm a police officer down here at 234 Route 1. I'm on duty. I just rolled through the parking lot of the food line there. And Patty does not look like Angelina Jolie. Last time I checked, Angelina Jolie doesn't have cankles.
Have what?
Cankles.
Cankles, like fat ankles?
There you go.
So she's a large woman is what you're saying?
Angelina Jolie, I ran code to get down there to check her out.
The thing is, officer, here's the deal. We already made the love connection, and the guy that she was with...
She got five guys.
...seemed that, she was happy. Were there five guys out there? Because
there were three guys when I rolled by.
There were five guys.
But you gotta take the neighborhood we're in into consideration there, Mike.
Well, you know, they were happy, and, you know, that's what really it's all about on Highway Love Connection.
Hey, I hear you. I agree with you.
I need proof. I need proof this is a real law officer.
But don't tell me like Angelina Jolie on the radio. I get all excited, you know?
Did you hit your siren for us to prove that you're an officer of the law?
Hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need.
Hear that? I didn't. There was some kind of... It was lost in the translation. It got garbled. Can you try it one more time, please?
Hold on. I got to stop somewhere.
Okay.
That was the wind, and you won't hear it inside the car. I got to stop and hang myself when
okay.
I'm out the window.
Okay. Right. We'll wait, because here's the deal. I mean, not only do we love to hear sirens on the show, but I think that would add credibility to
okay.
his...
Okay. Yeah. You ready?
I'm ready. Go ahead.
That.
There you go.
I believe it.
Yeah. I do, too.
Ask
How's
that?
Thank you for protecting and serving.
You're welcome, sir.
Right, I'll talk to you later.
Stop listening. Love your show.
All right. Thank you very much, officer. That's good. Always nice to have a cop, you know, validate the games that we
what
play.
What was the word he used? Skankles?
I mean, cankles.
Cankles.
I've never heard that before.
I like it.
Don and Mike.
I wanted to speak to Rob.
Rob is right here.
Speaking.
Hey, Rob, I have a question. You're a man of hate.
Yes.
I understand why we hate most races, but why do we hate the Jewish people?
We're not going to continue with that, Rob. Hello. Maybe perhaps at your cocktail reception on the weekend, we can enjoy that. Hello, Don and Mike.
Come to the
Hi,
line.
Mike.
Hi, sweetie. How are you?
You don't know who this is on a cell phone.
Oh, I do.
And you know what? She has not waited long enough.
Hi, Beth.
No, this isn't Beth.
Hi, guys.
It's a real name.
Is it a real name?
Yes, Beth is my real name.
Gladys? Yeah. What do you think the deal is, Gladys, that just because Don's not here, you can, like, slide in and call the show?
No, I wanted to ask you. You still have your vote.
Gladys, here's the deal. Rob, what is her probation to your period? I have to honor
you know
the rules
what?
Of the show.
First of all, Gladys, you've done this before. You think when there's some sort of unrest in the air studio, you can flip in and make it like it's okay. You have violated...
I like to slip in.
Shush! Shush! You have violated. This has been a flagrant violation, and we will see you in the year 2004.
Goodbye, Gladys.
I kissed Wayne Newton.
Goodbye, Gladys.
She kissed Wayne Newton.
I'm offended. I am personally offended by Gladys.
Really?
I don't understand.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
She's gone.
Hello.
Yeah go ahead.
It's a compliment. Yeah, I think people are... can you hear me, sir?
Yeah. What's
yes,
up?
Yes, go ahead. What can we do for you?
Quick.
In New York City, want to know what station I can get you on. I'm just trying to get through here.
In New York City?
Yeah.
W-O-N-A. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Rona.
Don and... Is it Mike?
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Man, you guys are doing a good show today.
Well, we struggled through that highway love connection, but it was nobody's fault.
I'm calling from Wichita. I was going to tell you about Kankle.
Yeah, please.
None of us knew what cankles meant.
Okay, cankles is when you cannot differentiate between the cat and the ankle. It's all as one.
That's it. Brilliant. That is a good phone call. Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, I can tell you what cankles are.
All right, we got it already. Covered. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike.
Jamie Kennedy.
What?
Oh, another famous Jamie.
Yep, Jamie Kennedy. Very good. Very timely
good
also.
Job.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello?
Anybody? Cankles?
Did I shut him down? I don't hear anything.
No, I think you're fine.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Mike.
Yes, sir.
Since today's Friday and you usually do movies on Friday.
We will if we have time. We might not have time for that today.
I just wanted to pass out this message that tomorrow is Charlie Stossel's birthday.
Well, then. Charlie Stossel's birthday. Oh, there won't be a... Now I'm not going to say it. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, this is Meredith. I'd like to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, so you're speaking with Mike. Don is taking a day today. How are you, Meredith?
Oh, hey, Mike.
Doing great.
I'm good. I just want to call and let you know that I was listening to your show yesterday, and you had a little bit on about Tom Likas.
Yes, Tom Likas, the Elton John fat boy.
Yeah, it was so great.
Yes, I know.
It was great. So anyways, I called them last night, right, and talked to him, and I said, you know, I was listening to Don and Mike's show, and he said, Don and who? And I said, Don and Mike, and he said, who? And I said, you know who they are. Anyways, my whole point and question was, how'd you get to where you are physically? And he said, from perseverance and professionalism and blah, blah, blah.
Wait. You're talking about how he made it in the radio business?
No, I was trying to find out how he gets physically to where he is.
Oh, how he got his fat. I bet he never answered that question, did he?
Right. No. He just kept gushing about, you know, how great he was. And then I said... I mean physically, and he said, well, what do you mean? That's a stupid question. I got here by a plane. I said, well, I didn't realize that the planes, Boeing and whatnot, widen the seat.
I have a question. Were you as bad on his show as you are on this show right now?
Oh, I know. I'm horrible. My heart gets fast when I'm on the air. It's horrible.
When you were on his show, did you use the word whatnot?
I don't think so.
Okay,
a disqualifier.
Don and Mike show.
She meant well.
Well, if she had seen him live,
they
she might have
do.
Been eaten by him. Yes, turn your radio down, please.
How is the good doctor treating you?
The good doctor?
The good dead doctor.
Please explain. I'm totally lost. What do you mean?
Dr. Atkins.
Dr. Atkins?
Diet?
Oh. That's a good question. Yeah, okay, I'll answer enough. That question. I have lost 27 pounds.
Good for you.
20 pounds?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's... one more question. When I first started listening to the show, was about 9 years ago, and you had a woman that was kind of a, I don't know, it was a temporary thing probably, but when Don almost drowned on that vacation,
yeah.
she was in the studio doing the show. Her name was Sherry or something like that. I wonder what happened to her.
That was Sherry Licker, and Sherry went on, I think she's still doing traffic on Washington
TV or something. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, that cop.
Yes.
That cop was wrong. He was talking about Patty. Deborah's the one who looked like Angelina Jolie.
So Deborah did, in fact, look like Angelina Jolie.
This caller is right.
All right, so she was hottie. That's good. Well, the cop was, you know, doing what he can. Yeah. I mean, that's it. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I just want to tell Don and Mike how much they rock.
We rock. Thank you very much, sir.
We'll
appreciate
tell
it.
Thank
got time
you.
For a couple more calls. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, is this Mike?
Yes, it is, sir.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Change your gray spot.
My gray spot grows, sir.
Paint your gray spot?
I don't paint my gray spot.
Paint
by the way,
gray
something.
Spot.
Why do you care? All right, I'm gonna dump him for a second. Rob, what do you think, really? Honest opinion.
Move your mic aside, because I want to see it. You know what? I would next time, I think it looks great under your bottom lip. Your mustache is a little darker than I'm accustomed to it.
Agreed.
But no one is going to notice.
That's the most important.
It does
thing.
Look natural.
Okay, we have Low Budget Jeopardy coming up. I've got time for a couple more telephone calls. Don and Mike show.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, how are you?
Great, I'm glad I got through. I just wanted to let you know the one that helped contribute to the show in a small way.
How would that be?
I believe I was the one that gave you Lick the Bees.
Lick the Bees. Boy, yeah. You know, I was saying to somebody just the other day, what happened to that guy that gave us Lick the Bees?
I know Alan still has the contract ready for him to sign, and we haven't been able to get in touch with him.
Your body awards in the mail.
Hello. We are really the three stooges here today, aren't we?
Hey, everybody. Hey,
Buzz Burbank, taking his funny pills. All what right. Can we do for you? Hello.
Bush is the devil, and you know I'm right. He's the Antichrist.
I'm not sure I understand.
Bush is the devil, and you know I'm right. He's the Antichrist. That's what the man said.
Thank you for hearing. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I like that band.
Is this Mike?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Hey, I've got a funny hair coloring story for a second.
Yes?
I've got a friend.
Does that count like a joke, or can you tell
it? No, it's a story, a real life.
Yeah, go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
No, he and his girlfriend were coloring his hair, and he decided to be a funny guy, and he kind of drew the Eddie Munster thing on his forehead with the hair dye.
Right.
And it stayed there for 3 days. He didn't know it was going to stain his head, so he walked around looking like Eddie Munster for 3 days. It was absolutely hilarious.
Well, actually, what I didn't tell you what I did during the break, and nobody knows this, I actually took the hair gel, and I drew eyes on my beanbag.
Hello. It's spooky.
Yeah, it's great. I was showing everybody, especially the women during the break. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Jamie Foxx, dumbasses. Hang up and listen. My mother's a whore.
Hey, F you. You're late to the party. It doesn't count. Anybody can come up with them after the fact.
That's true.
I will play the live name game with anybody at any time, brother.
And we left out the most obvious male Jamie.
Who?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah, I'm out for that. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
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 Hi. Hello.
How are you?
Good, thank you. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Rob, my please hear you laugh.
What's that?
Can I please hear you laugh?
Now, that is Rob's insincere laugh.
I love Rob's laugh. I live to hear that little laugh.
All right, hold on. I'm going to do something for you. Because you seem like you're a very sweet person, and it's Friday, and we're having a very good time. And, you know, I have washed the taste out of my mouth from the Highway Love Connection, which really put me in a bit of a snit after the beard thing. And I will give you a variety of Rob sounds on cue. Would you like to hear that?
Lovely, yes. Okay. I'm going to hang up so I can listen to my radio.
All right, very good. Okay, we'll talk to you in a minute.
Thank you for your kind words.
All again, anytime you feel like it. Thank you. All right, here are the Rob sounds on cue, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to see if I can remember all of them. The one that you just heard, we'll get that one more time. This is the Rob insincere I hate you laugh. This is the Rob over-the-top guffaw phony laugh. Now we can't do the real Rob laugh unless something makes him funny. Uh-huh. So that's why I will do this.
I just
showed Rob my breath.
You were milking yourself.
And then this is one of my favorite Rob sounds. Really, one of my all time favorites. This would be Rob in pain getting his finger slammed in the door. I love it.
That's an homage. Hello. An homage to Jackie Gleason.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. I love that. I'm sorry. Hello.
Hey, Mike. I'm just driving down the Jersey Turnpike. I just got the Legacy up.
Good.
I was listening to Sean Hannity up in New York.
Yeah, okay. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Very nice.
Mike, you are the radio god.
Thank you very much. Nice of you to say that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. We got time for a couple more.
Hey, Mike.
I'm right here, sir. I'm ready to believe you.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on yesterday with Don and the guy that was saying about his voice. I almost urinated myself when Don was talking about his wife's vagina.
You know, we encourage that on the show, actually.
Well, all over the place, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. One more call. Hello.
You're Mike, how's it going?
I'm doing great. What's going on?
Good. Did Lisa ever pose?
Did Lisa ever pose for Playboy?
Yeah.
You know, she did not, and I'm not really sure where that ever left off, but, you know, Lisa has been promoted, and she works in a different part of the building now, but we have Charlie Broyhill, who is here.
Should Charlie pose?
As her husband, you know, whenever I do the show by myself, I always find an excuse to put Charlie on the air, and this would be a golden opportunity. Mr. Broyhill?
Now, Charlie is posed for Screw.
A moment of your time, if you will. Would you, if she ever really wanted to, would you let your bride pose in Playboy magazine?
Well, since the marriage, I have...
what? Would you like to start again, perhaps?
Try that over.
This is Charlie Broyhill, take two.
Since the marriage...
Yes?
I have forbid her from wearing
forbidden.
Shoes.
Forbidden.
No, I forbid.
Oh, you forbid her to wear shoes.
Yes, she cannot wear shoes. So,
mm-hmm. So the answer would be?
No.
Not a chance.
No, not at all. Hey, Mike.
Yes. Business week.
You got your answer, sir. What else?
Jamie Moyer.
Jamie Moyer. Newscaster, right?
No, pitcher.
Oh, Jamie Moyer. Yeah, yep. That's very good.
Be proud, pitcher.
You know, I'm sorry. The betting is closed on the Jamies, but we got the answer. I guess we won't see Lisa in Playboy.
But we didn't say anything about Screw.
Women married to monkey producers. All right. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You are the last call.
Of the East.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi. I just wanted to make sure Mike doesn't say beanbag on the air again. That really kind of blew my day, man.
Why did it blow your day, sir? I took some hair coloring gel and painted two little eyes on my scrotum.
No, that's
they're not that little. Would it have been better for you if I said scrotum instead of beanbag?
Yeah, scrotum would have been cool. Beanbag just kind of blew me away.
Or is it legal to say
philosopher balls out?
Oh, my God. All right, a Friday favorite coming up on the Don and Mike Show, and lots more fun when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Lane?
Shelly.
I'm sorry I started. You were too late.
Not too late, I hope.
A minute or two. Were you tied up with anything?
No, sorry, I'm just late.
I ordered you the porterhouse.
Oh, no, I don't eat meat. I'll just have the penne.
You should. Okay. If you really am. Try the steak.
No, thank you.
You go to burger on the outside.
Have you seen this?
My file on you, Senator.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get it?
Have you read it yet?
How did you get it?
What do you have to say for yourself?
With all due respect, I'm a senator. It doesn't matter what I have to say for myself.
Oh, it doesn't. Well, it seems to me, Mr. Chairman, that all you can claim about me, claim, is that I had sex while...
Deviant sex.
Oh, who? Deviant? Who says it was deviant?
I do. From what I say, the American people will believe. And you know why? Because I'll have a very big microphone in front of me.
The Don and Mike Show. Mildly cross-eyed, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Robbie, you are playing some good drops today. That's from a movie that Don and I love called The Contender.
Yeah.
If you get a chance to see that movie, that movie is just so awesome. When he's sitting there, Gary Oldman's eating his steak.
Does anyone chew better than Gary Oldman?
Oh, it's the best.
It's great.
Fantastic. I want to remind everybody that Monday on the show, the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar, will be joining us. He's a great guy. We got a chance to meet him last year in Philadelphia.
Wow.
So if you're a Sammy fan, a rocker, you should definitely check that out on Monday.
We have a call on our snow line.
Very good. Hello. Don Mike.
Actually, they beat me to it in the back room.
Okay.
So we'll have it in a moment. Sorry about that.
Okay, no problem at all. And should be a lot of fun on Sammy is the ultimate rock and roll guy.
Oh,
we had a chance to drink tequila with him last time. It was a lot of fun. Is that anybody I should be paying attention to, Charlie, or is everything fine?
Charlie doesn't know. I'm sorry.
It
doesn't matter at all.
All right. Are we ready for our Friday favorite?
Whenever you are.
Let's go for it.
So I guess this is when I say, let's open up the door and see which one of Mike's iconic personalities is joining us this week.
Como ves?
Hey, Robbie.
Ah!
Cousin
Luigi. How are you doing, Rovellino?
First, I feel I should apologize that your cousin Don is not here.
Well, Donnie is gone, not in the studio.
No, he is with his son Bart. They're taking a long weekend.
Okay, everything good?
Everything is great.
Oh, no disease, sexual.
I don't think so.
Gonorrhea.
Nothing that I've been told about. But...
HIV.
Oh, no.
You okay?
Yes.
My cousin.
Keep
it down, you over there. You're talking too much right now.
Okay.
You settle down. I come and talk to you in a minute. Okay. You come down.
Now,
I'll tell you right now. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. And you know,
I miss my cousin, though.
Yeah, what is that? Cake icing on your face?
Yeah, this. Sorry, Robbie.
You went to the party upstairs.
Hey, you think. I want to say a farewell bon voyage to Don. Stone.
Donna Caruso.
Donna Caruso. She go to Virginia Beach, work at the WJFK. She's a good girl. I upstairs with Miss Bobolina.
Oh, all the people.
John Latta.
Oh, did you see John Latta?
Chandele, Ria, Colette, Bene Colette. She's a good lady.
You've only mentioned the female employees, did you?
I don't care the boys. No, Luigi, I love her. Not care for the boys. Hey, Luigi, no fagato.
Okay, well, I'm not saying that.
Luigi, love the lady. WJFK women. Women are so gargantuan with the prestagios.
Yes.
Napolino protrude. Ooh, la vagina. Ooh, Luigi just love, cherish women. I love them. I hug them around the waist. It's good. It's a good time.
You know, there are times when I understand you and times when I just don't. I wish I spoke Italian.
I tell you, Robbie, I got to talk to you seriously for a moment.
Okay,
You can be, I tell you, Robbalino.
Yes?
You know, Luigi is concerned.
Oh, you're concerned?
Robbalino.
I will try to serve as an interpreter here.
Get the paper out. Stuck together. Funny guy, Luigi. Just like my back hair. Robbalino.
Yes?
Bene, nazi bene.
Yes?
Robbalino, welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
From Sacramento. Lande of the stinky Bottaggio.
Oh, no.
Hey, it's Bottaggio, Donaldo, y Rovellino. Travel on into Sacramento.
Yes,
make Happelino for the unwashed Stinkolina.
We just got back from Sacramento, cousin
Good
Donna.
Good job, boys.
Thank
Good
you.
Good job. Now, Rovellino.
Yes.
Why? Why talk to Luigi?
Yes, cousin Luigi.
Why so much of the hateaggio? Why you hate? You cannot stand so many people. Africano American, Mexicano American, Chinese, Polishaggio, British, women, Canada people. You need a love in your heart, oh, Robbie.
You love.
You, Mr. Hate, you hate. You tell me one time, I love all the people. You don't lie. You mean that, right?
And
you don't hate the Italiano. Then somebody down the hallway, tell me what Robbalino say in the privacio, officio upstairs.
What did I say?
Robbalino, this poison coming out of Robbalino's mouth about Cousin Luigi.
Who sold me out? I never said such a thing.
I tell you what I hear about me.
Yes?
Guinea.
No!
You said those words about
I
Cousin
never
Luigi.
Said that. Who told you?
Pa, you call him El Jawa.
Hey, it's horrible.
It's bad, I tell you right now.
It's a horrible
Cousin Luigi back in the old country, Robbie.
Yes.
Have a friend. If you get back to him, what you talk about with Cousin Luigi, grease a ball.
I never said that.
You say, I got the word from Cameron Gray. He told me, he said, Rovellino talk about Luigi by saying grease ball. He's a meatball eater, spaghetti eater. That's what you say. You break a Luigi's heart with your bigotry. Bigotry is not good at the Rovellino.
Now, Cameron Gray, there's something you must understand. He is, above all else,
he's a good boy.
He's a program director.
Hey. Oh, no.
Yes?
Not qualified.
No,
no can it be.
No, he's very qualified. He's a smart boy. But
Rovellino, listen to Cousin Luigi.
I'm all ears.
Listen, no more Ku Klux Klan. No more for you. Join the Rovellino Peace Corps, okay?
Okay?
You'll be a good guy and make everybody love, happy, everybody fine. I like you. I like the whole show. Donde Joey? Joey Arden, number one.
You want to come in?
Oh, yes.
Joe, come in here.
Joe Ardengino. He's the number one friend of Luigi in the United States. Joey! How are you? He's a good boy. Joey. Bene, Joey. Best friend for Luigi.
He loves everybody.
Oh, best friend for Luigi and the United States.
Really?
The whole country
is your
Joey is numero uno. Joey saw Luigi a good time. Good time. You remember Joey?
Yeah.
Oh, we had a good time. He's a good boy.
You know, it's funny you should say that because Mike O'Mara doesn't always care for Justin.
Oh, let me tell you something about Joey Ardengino. Joey Ardengino is such a good boy. He take me out to eat.
Yes.
He introduce to familia y girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Ardengino, my friend. We have a great time.
Yes.
Joey helped Luigi last time he was here.
With what?
I feel so tired the last time I be on the show. I run down.
Yeah.
Tired, lethargical.
Sure.
Really.
Logi.
Really, Logino. Logino, you speak my language.
Yes.
Joe Ardengino give Luigi teeny tiny pill.
A pill?
Yes, he said this will rock your world.
Oh, and it helps?
Luigi, eat the pill.
Yeah.
Oh, let me tell you, mamma mia, Luigi, feel great. Smile, laugh, gigante erection. Grande erection. I say, Joey, thank you for the teeny tiny pill.
What?
Grazie, Joey, grazie. Joey Ardinger, genius in la stimulati farmaceuticale.
That's amazing to hear.
Thank you, Joey.
Bele.
Hey, arrivederci.
Hey.
It's a good boy. He got a big bowl filled with pills.
Bowl
make
filled?
You happy, make you tired, make you feel gigante erection. Oh, it's a good time.
I'm very surprised to hear that, because as I mentioned before, if Mike O'Mara and Joe ever go out, a lot of times Mike fires Joe.
Oh, Mikey. Mikey, I talk about him, okay?
You have something about Mike?
Oh, sad clown. Sad clown, oh, Mikey.
Sad clown.
Mikey is cruising down the highway towards a personale destruzione.
Oh, dear.
See, Mikey, don't understand. He's someday going to just wither up and die.
Oh, that's sad.
See, Mikey.
Yes?
Mikey has a problem.
You see, I don't get this when I talk to Mike.
He do not like grow too old. He wants to stay like a boy, like a baby boy for a long time.
Yes.
Yes, make it up, you see. I tell you, Mikey has a problem.
Like
he runs with the women.
Right.
Too young for Mike.
Oh.
Not the contemporano. He don't find the contemporano. He find the young. He like young and dumb. That's what he tell me, young and dumb.
Like
that's
Peter Pan.
Yes, it is. He's like a lost boys. Captain Bucaggio. Is no Jockey Chaggio. Captain Hook, old joke.
I remember that.
Good joke,
yeah,
right.
Captain Hook with Jockey.
Hey,
sure.
Yeah, dirtbag drunk. That's just me, Piano. Hey,
no,
I can't help it.
No.
Donde Charlie Brolino?
Oh, I'm sure Charlie's.
Brolino?
Yeah, Charlie, come in here.
Charlie Brolino, he's a good boy. Producer, Danny Mike Show, work hard, nose to the grindstone.
Competitive.
Competitive, fire in his belly.
Charlie, come on in here and say hi to us. CL, cousin Luigi joining us.
Charlie Brolino.
Hello.
Hey, good to see you, Charlie.
You too.
Congratulatamente. Con nuptiali celebrazione. Mr. and Mrs. Charlie Brolino.
Hey.
Yes, sorry. Big wedding.
Yes, wonderful wedding.
Why, Luigi not invited? You know, send to me the invitation for the wedding.
I didn't know. We invited Mike instead.
Oh, no. He's a dirtbag. Okay, Charlie.
I wouldn't go that far.
Now, Charlie, words of advice con Luigi.
Oh, marriage advice?
Yes.
Have you been married? I'm sorry to know.
Oh, yes, yes. Two times.
Really?
Yes, two Italian women. In the beginning. In the beginning, Charlie Brohil.
Yes.
In the beginning, meraggio is grande, frequente, intercorso sexuale.
Right, right.
Frequente, okay? The jar of jelly beans. Every time, you and Elisa con us, you burp.
Yes, I did.
Fangul. Fangul.
That's not appropriate.
You
do. Fangul. Hey.
Hey, you fight, Luigi.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey. Fool it, you
guys. Let's
go.
I slap on you. I carry stiletto in the ribs. Ooh.
Hey. Bite your thumb at him.
But the advice, Charlie.
Yes.
Is marriage first time, first year, sexual intercourse once, twice, three times a day. All the time. F. All the time. So much big fun. Lots of big fun all the time.
Yes.
But in the long run, sexual activity diminishes.
Oh.
Yes. La marriage becomes la ball and chain.
Yeah. Are you following this, Charlie?
Yes, I am.
Remember, but once a week, then once a month, then once a year, then you die.
Good
words of advice con Luigi. Buenas tardes.
Thank you.
Yes. Wow. Enjoy. Charlie Brohil.
That was a wonderful bit of advice.
And Charlie, one more thing for you. No falsos in the studio.
Can't promise you that.
Oh, that's a bad boy.
He is bad.
Asagio on fire. Oh, man.
Let me tell you
something. Cacciatore at the rectum. Rectum cacciatore.
I think you might have Mike O'Mara read wrong.
Oh, I don't know. I tell you, he big a dirt bag, that guy. Never look at Luigi. Never talk to Luigi. Always say, I think a big bigato. I think a Irish, no, like Italiano, right?
Big
Bigate.
That's historic.
Big, Mister Big.
Hey. Oh, I hope he doesn't hear you saying that.
Basito. Donde basti? Basito. Oh, hello. There you are.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Hey, Basito. Buzzy Burbank. Yes, a good boy. I tell you, Rabellino.
Yes?
I have to talk to you about Buzzy. Hey, Buzzy, how are you doing?
I'm all right.
Number two friend, not like Joey Ardingino.
Oh, really? No. So it comes in just below Joey.
But a good man, Buzzy Burbank.
Thank you.
Sure. Not bad at all. Luigi, last time, two time I come by Bozito's Casa por Dinner. A lovely sit-down American-style dinner with Italian food.
He had you to the house for dinner.
House for dinner, Italiano, bellissime, good wine. Wife of Marcia. Mm-hmm. Marcia, she cook extraordinary.
Oh, no, thank you.
Extraordinary. Mucho Chianti. Con
We drank
lots of Chianti all night. Buzz, compromiso, talk about the evening, if it's okay with you.
Okay? Oh, sure, go ahead. I think we're among friends. Okay. It's all right.
Are there some details, Buzz?
Perhaps. I don't know.
Ravi, you got any musico, Sergio Ari, for mom to talk about Buzzito?
I think something like this.
She likes the Italian, man.
Yes. There, Luigi like the sexy music saxophone. It's good. After dinner, Buzzito say, to Luigi.
Yes.
Do you swing? I say, swing? Swing? What do swing mean, Buzzito?
I told you that, didn't
he
I?
He say, yes, you tell it, Luigi. He say, Luigi, Buzzito, in Marcia. Go into the bedroom.
Oh, no.
For a grande sexage, you know? Yeah. Louise said, okay.
You didn't object.
I try anything, Buzz. Yeah. So he goes like this, Rabadino. Posito.
Yes.
Wife of Luigi.
Yes, three of you.
Get naked, action. Naked.
Oh,
all
no.
The clothes.
Wow.
Stand in the room. All night long. Again, Luigi Masha, Masha Buzzito, Buzzito Luigi Masha, Buzzito Luigi.
Oh, no. There must have been a lot of Chianti.
Olive oil.
Olive oil.
Yeah,
that too. Yeah. Paul Bartley of the olive oil was really good. Buzzito. Multiplano posizione. Molte posizioni.
Many ways.
Missionari, you know, meno tatagio.
Right.
In la morning, Marcia make Luigi breakfast while Buzzito sleeps. So it was around it. And then I go out the back door.
Right.
And the next door neighbor have a vicious dog. It was right outside. I don't know how you want to use, but I'll tell you. Make no sense to Luigi. What you doing? Where is the rifagio you do? What rifagio you on there, Rodilino? But I crawl out the back door and I see big vicious dog chase Luigi because the dog smells the sexy.
Yeah. My neighbor
smells the sexy on Luigi.
See, Luigi, I thought perhaps that was a position.
I have
but you tried with the Elston.
No, so I run back in the house. Marcia,
no,
I'll tell you, but I run back in. I'm afraid. I'm afraid of Dogaggio next door neighbor for Buzzy. So I go back in and Marcia say, I worried about the Buzz. He still sleep and snore. I don't understand. And I say, okay, Marcia, before I leave the casito de Buzz, I walk back and I just check to see if you're doing okay.
Yeah.
And I stand over Buzzito. And him sleeping and snoring.
Very tired.
Just like a little bambolino. So I sing you the song. Oh, Buzzito. Oh, Buzzito. Sleep on the bambolino. Great night of sex. Night of sex. Swing. Wonderful bambolino. Buzzito. Such a good boy. Sleep tight. Sweet dreams. Buzzolino. I say goodbye, and then I walk out and go back to hotel and have a good time.
That's wonderful. We had a great time. And
I love everybody. WJFK.
It's a nice
I love Sexaggio. I love Genolino, Genitale. Genitale, Genitale. That's my favorite song that I sing. Genitale, Genitale in La Porto Assaggio.
You know, I have
Nippolina,
actually that...
Nippolina, Nippolina, Nippolina.
We could almost do like karaoke here. You want to sing that song?
Karaoke.
I have the song for you.
Okay. Oh, lots of us. Si aso da bene bene bene, fu passione la flore manda mangia mangia, con i linghi male nada di polina bani man. I like Luigi have a sexy with your wife. Bene,
bene, bene,
Vinny.
Okay.
Oh, it's wonderful,
But Louis should come by every now and then and play a low-budget Jeff Italy.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I have a great time. I give it a phone number to play low-budget Jeopardy, Basito, okay? And grazie, Basito. Best night of my life.
Grazie to you.
And Giovaggio Mortirzo for Luigi. Here we go.
Gigante.
I read the card you hand me. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready, yeah, go ahead.
If you would like to play Lobaci Zebardino,
right?
You call this phone number 877-365-3636 to play Lobaci Zebardino. Talk to Joey, who's a high psychiatrist. Yes, I had great time with all of you boys.
Yeah,
good boys, each and every one of
Thank you.
Good boys. And now Luigi retire to the bathroom remodeled.
Oh, it's new, yeah.
Nice. Okay, Luigi soil. He want to soil the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Break it in.
Yes, Luigi chronico diarrhea.
And
chronico diarrhea.
Oh, it's your diet.
All the time, the bad stomach.
Sure.
The Luigi stomach lining, we're eating away. Yes, too much spicy.
Paper sand.
Spicy. Red crushed pepper. And everything. Eggs, marshmallows, it don't matter to Luigi.
Wow.
But we take a short break.
Right.
This, you're listening to a Donaldo E. Miguel show and Michelino. And I tell you, we come back and have lots of fun with Low Budget Jeopardy and the Don and Mike show.
Yeah.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Yo. You got a gift, my friend. You got a gift. Oh, yeah. You saw that there was something that I was trying to do, and you figured that out. That's why you are who you are. God bless you. You got a f***ing gift.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I really don't.
Yes, you do.
The Don and Mike Show. Happily cruising aboard the rudderless ship, Don and Mike.
I don't know what's going on. It is the Don and Mike radio show. Don has the day off. He's spending it with his son, Bart. Me, Rob Spiewak, along with cousin Luigi. I don't know what he's doing. He's on the phone, Buzz.
Can I rub you in the face?
I don't know. Luigi.
I rub on you.
Luigi.
Huh?
Luigi.
We're back.
Oh, no.
Do you need a minute there? Or are you okay?
Yeah. I got to go. I got to run. I do a radio show. Low budget Jeopardy. You know, I got to. Okay. I have sex with you.
Hey. What are you doing? Who are you talking to?
I talked to a sexual phone. You know, the sex phone.
Oh, you can't charge that to this line.
Oh, I do every time I hear you.
You can't do that.
It's all right. Okay.
Wait till Alan finds out.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now entering a studio is a guy that frame a picture, Michelangelo, from Green Bay. Let's say hi to Roberto Fairman.
Hi, Robert. Yeah, Robert.
Hello, Roberto.
Robert?
Oh, Roberto, donde Roberto, where are you?
Robert, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there he is. Very good.
Now entering studio is a second guy.
Yes.
He sells software. From Fredericksburg. Let's say hi to William Nino.
Hey, William, how are you?
Hey, Nino.
Hey, how are you doing, Luigi?
Hey, how you doing,
Nino? All right, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Buzz, how you doing?
I have a friend there. I have a friend, Nino Grismanelli.
Oh, you know him?
Yes. No relation, I'm sorry.
Abu Doogie.
He doesn't work anymore.
And now entering the studio, host of a low-budget Jeopardino, let's say hi to Robert Rebex Pigawa.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm not exactly sure about all the things. I do know I'm wearing a clip-on tie. My suit is by Mr. Guy.
Go, Robbie. Go, Robbie.
Call me Lord Quizmaster, unless we're playing the game.
You're Lord Quizmaster, Robbie Lee.
Thank you very much. And here are your categories, gentlemen, and let's hear them right now.
Listen carefully, you know.
New in the movie theaters this week.
I don't like to go to movies.
You don't like the movie?
I like a nice pasta.
Okay. Name that dick.
Ha ha ha! Raffaellino! Pinolino joke!
Yeah, maybe.
Yes, Caccagio.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, true or false?
Damaso.
VH1's 200.
Big Damaso Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, you know all about it.
Guitar.
VH1's 200 greatest pop culture icons.
Televisione musicale?
Yeah, VH1.
Yeah, whatever.
They used to play videos. And the much dreaded, always anticipated states and capitals.
You need to repeat the categorino.
I shall. New in the movie theaters this week.
Uh-huh.
Name that dick. Arnold Schwarzenegger, true or false?
You know,
VH1's greatest pop culture icons.
What do you mean?
States and capitals. We flipped a coin backstage. Robert won it. Robert, I need you to choose your category.
category?
I'd like to start out with Name That Dick.
You think that's
Dino,
funny?
Dino, Joe Caggio. Caggio.
All right, Name That Dick for $1. The Watergate president.
Richard Nixon.
Ooh. Not in the form of a question.
William, now this is a chance for you to steal.
I have to say, who is Richard Dick Nixon?
Very good for $1.
Donnerino, now you select again, William.
Rob, Luigi, I have the same category for $2.
Very good. He is the president of the Senate.
Ooh, who is Dick Cheney?
Ooh, very good.
$2 for you, Will. You may select again.
Let's run a category for $3.
Here. All right, Name That Dick for $3. Former Don and Mike program director at JFK and WNEW, now at Sirius Satellite Radio.
Oh, geez, I don't know that one.
Oh.
Roberto, you chance to see how good they are, Avelino.
I don't know it.
I know.
You know that one?
Jeremy Coleman.
Yeah, he's a dick, all right. That's
I don't
right.
have no accent when I say
Jeremy Coleman.
William A. Trolley.
I will go with Arnold Schwarzenegger, true or false, for $1.
All right, here we go. You don't like Arnold, do you?
Oh, more Arnold.
Okay, for $1, Arnold Schwarzenegger, true or false. He has an Austrian soccer stadium named after him.
I have to go with false on that one.
Not in the form of a question.
Roberto, chance to steal it.
What is false?
Ooh.
No. That is true.
Oh, true. Oh, I did not know.
Stadium.
That means that William A., you're in control.
We'll go with same category,
$2. Okay, $2, Arnold Schwarzenegger, true or false? He has had jaw reduction surgery.
What is false?
Hey, Roberto, pretty easy softball, eh?
What is true?
True it is, that procedure called genioplasty.
Genioplasty. The massageoplasty. Okay, Roberto, you in control.
Let's finish the category, please.
All right, Arnold Schwarzenegger, true or false for $3. His middle name is Adolf.
What is false?
That's right, his middle name is Lois.
You take the lead, Roberto. Oh.
What's the matter? Luigi
stomach.
Oh. Anything I can get you?
No, Luigi need to eat something make me a fart. Get rid of gas, methane, build up
like
in
beans?
In colane, in the explosion. Yeah, beans.
Maybe Joe has a pill.
Baked beans. A pill to fart. Okay. Roberto, select again.
I'd like to start off with the VH1 icons for $1, please.
All right, VH1 200 greatest pop culture icons. These were announced this week. For $1, at number 3, this purple bloated dead man is the highest ranking singer.
Who is Elvis Presley?
That's right, Presley, either one is correct.
Too easy, Robelino, too easy, Robelino.
You think?
Softball is all over. Oh, select again, Roberto.
Same category for $2, please.
All right, this bloated living talk show host came in at number 1.
Who is Regis Philbin?
William A., you chance to steal.
I'll take that. Who is Oprah Winfrey?
That's right. I don't think Regis is bloated. Do you think Regis is bloated, Luigi?
Oh, Luigi, don't know Regis. Hey, I like Kelly Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sexuale grande, grande Tirolina.
Yes.
Oh, grande. Oh, Luigi, massagiola oriole.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
She just gave birth, I believe.
Massagiola oriole. I just created that.
Oh, you like that?
That's a good one. What's the dollar value?
That was $2.
$2. One behind, William. Try catch a ball. Go ahead.
Rob, Luigi, I'll go finish out that category for $3.
All right. At number 8, this basketball player is the highest-ranking athlete.
Who is Michael Jordan?
That's right.
$3, you take the lead, William.
Let's go to states and capitals for $1.
All right. I give you the state, you give me the capital. Easy enough. Kansas.
Kansas City. What is Kansas City?
Oh,
no, Roberto.
What is Kansas City?
No, I know.
Yes?
Napoli.
No. It's Topeka is what we're looking for.
Oh, Topeka.
For.
Okay, yeah. Not Napoli.
No, and it's funny, even though they both said what is Kansas City, it was wrong both times.
Okay. Okay, William, may you in control.
Rob, Luigi, let's go with the same category for $2.
All right, or as we like to say sometimes, Arkansas or Arkansas.
What is Little Rock?
Ah, yes. Now you know your geography.
$2, not Sardinia.
No, it's not Sardinia.
Okay, go ahead, William.
Let's go with the same category for $3.
All right, New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. What is Mount Pelear?
Oh,
Montpelier. What's the matter with your language? Hey, Roberto, you're in control. You're trying to steal now.
What is Sicily?
No, I know.
Yes?
Palermo.
No, I'm sorry, it's not Palermo.
Okay.
It is New Hampshire. It's Concord, of course.
Montpelier. Montpelier, like she's some kind of grape. Okay.
William, you in control.
Let's go to the last category, new movie this week for $1, please.
All right, $1. Horsing Around with Tobey Maguire.
What is Seabiscuit?
That's right.
Yeah, Luigi chewing on an ice cube.
How is
it? Hold on, William. Slow down. Ice cube tastes like asshole.
Oh, where did you get that? From here?
I got it from Tim and Wick Williams.
Oh, no.
I got it from his glass.
Oh, no.
Tastes like ass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got something to tell you in the break.
William, you're in control.
Luigi, Rob, let's go with, finish out, go to number two, $2 for that.
All right, $2.
Number two.
Oh, yeah.
Bobaggio.
Has to do with Tim Williams again. Stars noted mental patient Angelina Jolie.
What is Tomb Raider?
I need more.
I don't know it. Pass the
Roberto, chance to steal it.
Thanks for your permission to pass it along.
Yeah, go ahead. Anytime, Rob.
Okay.
What is Lara Croft? Tomb Raider.
I know.
4-hour show. Yes, Luigi.
What is Arrivederci Roma?
Oh, I would have given it to you. What was
Lara Croft? Arrivederci Roma.
Nude and Corleone.
Oh.
Nude and Corleone.
No. What is Angelina Jolie Grande Bubagios?
No. I'm sorry. We're looking for Tomb Raider, The Cradle of Life.
Angelina Jolie, oh, Massaggio Oriole.
She's a mental patient.
Oh, I don't care. Don't be crazy. You don't have the mind. Okay. William, you're in control.
Let's close out that category.
All right. Our final category on the big board stars Antonio Banderas and features Sylvester Stallone as an evil toy maker.
What is Spy Kids 3?
Sorry.
Roberto, your chance to steal.
Couldn't tell you.
Okay. We're looking for Spy Kids 3D.
Spy Kids 3D.
It's very important that we get in there.
And that's the end, the first round of low-budget Jeopardolino.
Can we have the scores? Who's winning?
William finished with, he's doing well. You got, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, Grepaggio, Vino Chianti, $11.
Right.
Then Roberto finished with, 1, 2, $6 after first round. They both go to the final round. They have a low budget Jeopardy.
Very nice play. We've got a horse race here. Gentlemen,
horse race. Oh, Seabiscuit by a nose.
You like that movie?
Oh, Seabiscuit, yeah.
Yeah.
I like horses.
Tobey Maguire?
They remind me of me.
In what way?
Pinolino.
Oh, dear.
Grande, yes.
Very good. All right.
We are ready now.
Yes, we are. We've got to put you both on hold, and we'll physically force you both to bet it all as we go into final low budget Jeopardy, our category, 18 years ago today.
Ooh, historino.
So we're going to put you on hold, and we'll be right back with you. Hang on, guys, okay?
Grande historino.
Very good. Final LBJ, 18 years ago today. On this day in 1985, he announced that he was suffering from AIDS, the first well-known Hollywood celebrity to do so. We need your answer in the form of a question, and good luck.
All contestants on a low-budget Jeopardino receive Luigi Body Oil.
Oh.
Yeah, Luigi Body Oil, made from oil deposito from Luigi's pits.
Oh.
Ampitaggio. Oh, not only is it bene, but it's good. And it's great for tanning, agio, cooking.
Oh.
E most importante, lubricazione during sexuality. Luigi Body Oil. Smells like peaches. Now back to Budget Jeopardy on this show.
It's the end time now.
Peaches. All right, who do we go for?
We want to go to Roberto. He's a low man on the totem pole.
All right, Robert. On this day in 1985, he announced that he was suffering from AIDS, the first well-known celebrity to do so. Need your answer, please.
Who is Rock Hudson?
Rock Hudson is... Correct.
You double score to $12. Way to go. Bene, Roberto. Bene.
And William?
I said it also. Who is Rock Hudson?
Hey, very good.
You double your score, and that means William Nino.
Hey!
William Nino is a low-budget Jeopardy champion.
Very nice.
So,
I believe we have parting gifts, though, for Robert, don't we?
Lots of them. First of all, I tell you, William, are you listening carefully to Luigi?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay, here's what we do. We take your score.
double to 22. Then we throw the bonus in at 25. Grand totale, 47 on a low budget jet, but they just short of $50. Not bad.
Now,
a lot of lira.
We got lots of parting gifts for you, okay? First of all, hold on a second there. For the guy that has to go away, Roberto, I got great prize for you. You ready?
I'm ready.
You have won a pair of Sammy seats.
Oh,
at
nice.
The Sammy Hagar and Leonard Skinner concerto on a Tuesday at the Nissan Pavilion. Seats that Sammy held for himself that he's decided to give away on air. You also to stand on stage at the Cabo Wabo Cantina area. Don't need the said tickets available at all Ticketmaster outlet and NissanPavilion.com. But wait.
There's more.
There's more. It's lying around here somewhere. Don't they stuck and it's on the money. What the thing I look for?
What a mess over there.
Tommy want me to give a prize, though. I need a prize, though. This it? This all he get or more? She got
the, you want to give him the gloves?
I don't want to get gloves. No, no, they come at the end of the show.
Okay, very good.
Yes, I do.
Well, what else do you have over there? You got a mess over there, Cousin Luigi.
She said, you tell me I got to give all this stuff away.
And you've lost it.
I lost. I don't know where it goes.
Yet. Amen.
Okay. I wait till later to give you better price. That's a good one. Thank you, boys. And thank you for playing Low Budget Jeopardy.
Thank you, Luigi. Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Hang on, all right?
Will do.
Sir. Very good. Yeah, Luigi's just not himself. Hey, Joe Argento, give me a pill. I like a nice pill. Hey, watch today on TV, Godfardino, Godfather 2.
Huh? Oh, you've seen that, huh?
Oh, that's a great movie. Fredo out there, you know, Sir Herr Maraggio, and then boom, he goes like crazy. You give me the little blue pill.
Oh, the blue pill? Oh,
hold really? On just a second. I try right now. Watch this. I take a little sip.
Yes?
Wash the pillow down.
And wait, or what do we do?
Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. In 5 minutes, yeah. Grande erection happened to Luigi. Luigi, blue steel, cut it, don't scratch it. There we go.
Wow, I think there might still be a party upstairs.
That's true. I go say goodbye, Donna Caruso. Donna Caruso, bene.
And I guess we have to remember that Low Budget Jeopardy is?
Paracione of Corane Incorporado.
Yes.
Is a distributamente Viking World.
Very good. Thank you so much.
Adios, Harry Asso.
Oh, no.
My God. Here we go. Wow.
Always a pleasure to have Cousin Luigi.
It really is. He is a good guy.
He's a good guy. Good job, Rob.
Thank you. Thank
Rob
you.
Rob had to do a million things that he doesn't do, and he kicked ass on that. Oh, I'm very
thank
proud.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun. It's fun to hang out with Cousin
all right.
Luigi.
And that is that lovely song there. Well, turn it up. Let's listen to it.
La, 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 la.
I love this song.
Ho, 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 ha, ha, cha.
La, 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 la.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden.
Absolutely.
One
provoked.
Man found a way to bring good news to his people.
I know who it is.
So, yep. He made it up.
Buzz, yes. What is your fine lead story? And I do want to say before you give it to us that we will be doing that age-old traditional giveaway. If you would like the Leguizamo boxing gloves.
Oh, they're great.
Autographed by John Leguizamo.
Cool.
We will be doing it very simply. I will ask you a question about something you have heard during the show.
Should they call in now?
They should call in now. You will have a chance to win something earlier in the show.
You have to have been listening to the entire show
right
to win, and I will compose the question during the break. Now, without further ado, Buzz, what is your lead story today?
Today, Mike, we've all been had. The Las Vegas Bambi hunting was a hoax.
Whoa! Oh, yeah. My God, really?
Man, we are squarely in the middle of that one.
Yeah.
We've been duped, too.
Fool me twice, shame on me.
Man, that's very cool.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Rob, what was that? You have to tell me now.
Well, professionale?
Yes, very good. Thanks.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They're not here to make fun, not here to replace. They just want to bring back some memories.
Hey.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, just before Buzz and the news, and I see Cameron Gray has come into the studio, and
nice vote of support, isn't
very
it?
Very briefly, this people don't hear Cameron all that often. They might remember him from the Liddy Show, and he's on some commercials here. I will now do my Cameron Gray impression.
Oh, good.
Dunkin' Donuts coffee, now with a taste of caramel.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Please be on hold. Cameron will have an autographed picture for you.
Thank you. Let's get right to the phones and take caller number 27.
Hunter!
Let's call caller number 100 right now. Hi, who's this?
Jerry.
Jerry, where are you calling from?
Las Vegas.
Jerry from Vegas. Jerry, have you listened to the entire show today?
Absolutely.
Would you like to win some boxing gloves autographed by John Leguizamo and some other fantastic prizes if you answer the question correctly?
More than you can imagine.
That's wow. A good answer. All right. Here is the question for you. Are you ready? It's Jerry?
Yeah.
Jerry, here it
Jerry.
Is. Early in the show, Rob and I were talking about a strange vehicle that came over from Cuba with a bunch of Cubans on it. What happened to that vehicle, Jerry?
They sunk that son of a...
They sunk it! Yes! Correct. Congratulations, Jerry. You, my Las Vegas friend, have won a pair of boxing gloves autographed by John Leguizamo. Don't miss HBO's Powerful Night of Boxing tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. Stop by your local Modell's store to enter for a chance to win a trip for two to an upcoming boxing match in Las Vegas. But wait!
Yes, there's more!
You have won an undefeated prize pack. Don't
oh
miss
my God.
HBO's Powerful Night of Boxing this Saturday at 8 p.m. Stop by your local Modell store to enter for a chance to win a trip for two to an upcoming HBO boxing match in Vegas. And if you've never done that, man, that is a great time. Because you just have to drive around the corner.
Yeah, this guy from Vegas can win a trip to Vegas.
That's right.
I'll be there, and Mike, there's a seat right next to you for you, man.
Very good. And a WWE Vengeance prize pack. Don't miss WWE Vengeance live this Sunday only on in-demand pay-per-view. Call your local Comcast or Cox Cable system now to order. Digital customers enjoy easy ordering using your digital remote. Jerry, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, hold on.
Live.
Hold on, Jerry. Rob, you know what I forgot all day?
What?
Is it this one or this one that puts him on hold?
The bottom one hangs up. The one above it puts him on hold.
All right, he's on hold. All right.
Okay. And now, the dot. The dot means hang up.
And now it's time for Buzz. Buzz's newscast brought to you by Viramax Sexual Pleasure and Performance.
Someone calls her doctor.
Available at 35,000 retail locations. New double-strength Viramax Ultra is now available by calling 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Call now. 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Buzz, we were duped.
Yes, we were.
Wow.
We were all captivated,
yeah,
and some of us disgusted when we heard about the hooker safaris in Las Vegas.
Hooker safaris.
The story was men could pay thousands of dollars to hunt nude women outdoors with paintball guns and then mount them.
We jumped on. We were all over that.
Yeah, we did like three segments on it.
Didn't we actually make a contact with a guy out there that we were going to...
We tried, but they never got back with us.
Oh, okay.
This may be why.
All right.
Turns out the story was a hoax. The mayor of Las Vegas... The mayor says the promoters has admitted that he made up the whole thing just to sell the videos of this that he's selling at his website.
Yeah. Boy, yeah. Don't we have a lot of hooker egg on our faces.
Oh.
The mayor says he's gotten word that everything on the videos is staged.
Oh.
Until today.
You know what? Hoax, yes, but do you care? I don't care.
No, I think it would probably be good viewing, better than what you saw last night.
You know what it tells me? If it's a hoax, then somebody's got to do it for real somewhere.
That's true.
And this is just the town to do it in.
Lots of wide open land in Virginia.
Well, until today, the promoter had insisted it was all real.
Run, honey.
The women's groups who objected can now lower their guns.
Yeah, well, he got everybody, and they did a good job. I mean, it was a very good hoax, and I admire people that can do that.
The hit show. Run, honey.
That's the way it would be out
in
here.
In Virginia, yeah.
We did Virginia. Come on now.
Go get.
Come on now. You won't hit her in the right breast unless you lead her. There you go, honey.
That's a two-pointer.
Yes, sir.
The hit show Friends will be gone next year, but Joey will still be around.
Oh, of course.
Matt LeBlanc.
It couldn't be any other effer except him.
Matt LeBlanc getting his own spinoff show that will air in the same Thursday night at 8 time slot.
That's like when MASH was on the air and like the only character left was Jamie Farr.
You're getting ahead. Or like Archie's Place, for that matter.
Yeah, Archie's Place sucked at the end.
We never learn, apparently.
Yeah, and you know, it'll die like all those things die. I mean, if you couldn't have successful spinoffs, with the cast of Seinfeld, you're not going to do it with Friends.
Or
it's not
MASH, or Archie Bunker, for that matter.
Well, Archie Bunker had a couple of successful spinoffs back, but that was when spinoffs were brand new, right?
Right. The whole idea of...
Well, the Jeffersons and those.
Maude. Maude was a spinoff, right?
But Archie Bunker's Place.
Yeah.
That
was horrible. Who was the guy that was on Archie Bunker? It was Carol O'Connor and then that Martin Balsam.
Yeah.
And it was just a suck fest.
And if Danielle Brisbois can't save a show...
Yeah. And where is she now?
Oh,
You know,
it's a Bambi hunting.
Now, I'm not going to say what I was going to say because it's a. Well, she was a little kid, and then she turned into a teenager, and I would imagine now that she's probably a woman with large breasts.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I know she is.
Because she really, she has kind of that Barbeau, Adrienne Barbeau quality.
Arr!
You know she has large breasts?
Yeah, she. I think she sang with a band for a while. I've seen her.
Danielle Big Brisbois.
Well, Matt LeBlanc will again play clueless actor Joey Tribbiani, but
stretch.
He may leave his soap opera job in New York and move to L.A., which is where Friends was really filmed. Anyway,
isn't he really the only one of them that didn't have any kind of successful film career? He did that monkey movie,
and he was a supporting character in Lost in Space,
and that was it. And the other ones have all made some decent movies.
Here,
right
here again, we don't learn our lessons. The Emmy nominated LeBlanc is the only Friends actor offered a series. He also gets a 2-picture deal with Warner Brothers as part of the package.
Why is he getting all this attention?
Satan. He made a deal with Satan.
Oh, he is the worst.
Well, people love Joey, and, you know, Joey Tribbiani or whatever, Matt LeBlanc right. will tell you, it's not easy to play him so sweet and so stupid.
He is no Tony Danza.
Hard to play dumb. Friends will only have 18 episodes in its 10th and final season this fall instead of the usual 22. And when when it's gone, you will have really lost some friends.
Yeah.
No. A distinguished sociologist says that when you watch that show, you relate to those characters as if they were real.
Do you still watch it, Buzz? Do you still watch
Friends? I do.
Friends?
Actually, I find it funny. I do like
do you?
The show.
Well, you know, I usually don't.
I don't watch Friends anymore at all. Mm.
What is on it instead? Oh, you know what I watch? Is The Amazing Race.
You know what I watch? I watch whatever's on in the bar that I'm in.
There you go.
I mean, in the background, it's usually a sporting event.
Closed caption baseball.
Closed caption baseball every night.
Dr. Satoshi Kanazawa studied people with real friends.
Yes.
And he studied people with no ones on TV.
We actually, I believe, somewhere
have
in the
doctor
studio,
on tape.
We have
tape?
The doctor on tape. He was interviewed. He's a preeminent.
Oh yes, very
physician.
Widely respected sociologist. Actually.
Very well, and
studies people.
Yeah, he just this tape that Rob is now getting that's in the back of the studio. And I, you know what, I'm cutting Rob some slack because Rob is doing about 70 things. Rob actually loses 15 pounds on a day when Don's
he actually
not
had to get on a bicycle.
And I believe we have finally located the doctor right now. The doctor's segment is on a
is there a doctor
is on a CD that's
you know what's
being
bad
put
though
in
is when I lose 10 pounds, 15 pounds, it doesn't show.
It doesn't show. Let's hear the doctor
just
now.
A drop in the bucket. He is actually standing by.
Dr. Satoshi Kanazawa.
The Chinese people, you would have just been able to go back and do that, right? All that effort. And,
yeah.
See, we're going to have to communicate telepathically with that.
Good luck with that.
But, go ahead, Buzz. Continue on about the doctor and listen to our Chinese friends.
After hooking up their brains with wires, the doctor found that the people with just TV friends are every bit as satisfied and happy as the people with real life friends.
True.
Really?
Yes, it is.
And he says other shows have a similar effect.
Well, that's you, isn't it?
It is
you,
me.
You are all over that.
I have to go visit my friends, Peter and Bobby Brady.
You are a great crowd.
You are a great show.
Security cameras proved to be the latest undoing of felonious boxer Mike Tyson.
Hi,
Mike.
How are you both?
I'm well, sir. How are
with
you?
Don.
Yeah, he's taking a day off to be with his son.
All right. I don't know. I'm not very comfortable.
What's wrong?
Things I've seen here at the studio.
Like what?
You see guys, rectums.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't shower much. Go ahead, bud.
Although the autograph seekers did threaten Tyson, the DA says Tyson stepped way over the line of self-defense. The tape from a Brooklyn hotel lobby shows Mike chasing down a pair of autograph seekers.
Walking my world.
And giving them a vicious beating last month.
I'm going to give you a beating.
The boxer's been charged with assault, disorderly, and harassment.
I don't shower much.
I know.
Is that what he screamed when he was saying?
I'm angry Mike Tyson.
Tyson pleaded guilty at his arraignment yesterday after arriving in a gray sport coat and a red Hummer.
Bitch.
Tyson's lawyer says the autograph hounds told him, "You've got fists, we've got guns."
I don't shower much. Bitch.
Hey, what happened?
Nothing, bitch.
The U.S. government says it needed to take the unusual step of releasing photos of corpses to prove to the Iraqi people that Saddam's evil sons are dead.
Uday and Sirajul.
Right.
Right.
But did American television need to show those pictures to the American public?
Sure.
Journalists and others are debating that question.
Oh, come on.
The pictures were all over CNN, Fox News Channel, and MSNBC.
I mean, I probably don't know anybody that wasn't on the Internet and checking those pictures
out
people
would
online,
have found
too.
Them, sure.
Oh, sure.
And they want to see. These guys are evil. They want to see them dead.
The big networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, showed them these pictures during their regularly scheduled newscasts. Here in Washington, however, channels 4 and 9, NBC and CBS affiliates respectively, decided not to air the pictures.
He's been so special.
There was dissension in the print media as well. Some papers printed the photos, others did not. Some see the photos as a morale booster for U.S. troops. It's not being received well in Iraq. In fact, it was pointed out that when Iraq's government broadcast pictures of dead U.S. soldiers during the war, the U.S. accused Saddam Hussein of violating international conventions.
Well, you know, we are caught between a rock and a hard place. You've got to show them because they're not going to believe you unless you see the pictures.
Right.
And then, it's the same old thing. And the bottom line is, that are they still getting shot over there? Are people still getting attacked?
Nothing today. Nothing.
All right, good. Well, maybe you had mentioned yesterday that maybe this is the situation where you'll have one day, 2 days of retaliation, and then because these guys are gone, that maybe they had something to do with the resistance. I sure hope that's true.
In fact, U.S. military people say more Iraqi citizens are coming forward today to tell what they know about the Saddam's regime because the two sons are dead. And they also say that the capture of Saddam Hussein is imminent.
Oh, really?
That's what they're saying. But
like they have intel on that type of thing?
They're not saying anything more than that. They're just saying more Iraqi people are coming forward.
Oh, that's good. Ooh, but judges brought in a picture.
And also, aren't they technically...
Really?
What's that?
That's her?
Who's you got?
Danielle Brisbois.
Oh, yeah.
Naked.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, is it real? Is it from Dr. Mr.
Skin.com.
Really?
Man, Jim McBride.
He's the guy.
Jim Skin.
Yeah, and our liaison to
Hey,
Jim
Joe,
Skin.
You've done that twice this week, and that rocks when you do that, incidentally. That is excellent. Look at that.
Can I see?
Man, there she is. Fantastic. Little side shot of her boobs.
Yeah, not that little. Archie's little girl.
All grown up.
And even better than that, look at Joe's handwriting.
There you go.
There's so much entertainment on that page.
Buzz, you can't see from over there, but they are...
Save that for me, please.
They are magnificent.
You are in great breath.
Absolutely magnificent.
Speaking of which, Angelina Jolie doesn't have a clue about why her marriage with Billy Bob failed.
Well, because they were both... Well, they're both still psychos. I'm surprised they're not together either.
People magazine quotes the star of Tomb Raider saying, "I'd love to know. We got into a big fight, and I haven't seen him since."
You know what would have saved that marriage? All she needed to do was say one thing to that guy.
Make me feel good. Make me feel good.
Might have worked.
Make me.
That is the only Halle Berry impression you will hear from a man in the United States.
I do enjoy it, though.
Make me feel good.
You want to see that scene? Get Monsters Ball.
He split the day before her 27th birthday last June. The couple divorced in May of this year, and Jolie says she does not like the dating scene. She is happy, however, with her decision to drop her father's surname. She's also divorced herself from her dad, actor John Voight.
And he's a weirdo, too.
Baby Bird.
Baby Bird.
I'm in the movie Anaconda, Baby Bird.
Angelina says she's happy with the 2-year-old boy she adopted from Cambodia when he was 7 months old.
Anybody who watches that movie is a champ. With Ricky Schroeder?
Yeah.
I mean, that's when you see John Voight. John Voight ain't right.
No, but he does make a great volleyball.
I don't get it. I don't get
Voight
it.
Brand volleyball.
Oh, okay. That's a volleyball joke. Jesus Christ. Your brain's starting to throb by the end of the day.
I'm so sleepy.
Make me feel good.
That's so good.
The fight continues over whether most of what we see and hear should be controlled by just a few big companies. Republicans and the big companies believe media corporations should be able to own more TV stations.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. I think the right-thinking Americans and the people that understand the way the world works.
Yes?
Rob is doing his Mel Karmazon impression.
Right? That's which is, so alleged.
That's not true. I'm for big business.
The FCC has already ruled in their favor, but lawmakers in the House this week voted to roll back the ruling.
In the House!
Some people that listen to me might think I'm a little liberal, but I will tell you, on this particular issue, I side with the big pockets.
Good for you.
Yes, amen. You know, one has to put food on the table, you know.
President Bush has threatened to veto the rollback, and you'd better believe the big media companies are lobbying to make sure that veto is upheld.
Lobby they will continue to do.
Among the lobby.
Mm-hmm. Among the companies doing the lobbying, Fox and Viacom, the company that owns the show.
That is the applause for Viacom. Now when Joe comes in, I just like I sit up because I think he's bringing more news.
Yeah,
pictures.
It's like Pavlov's porn.
Absolutely. Buzz,
yes.
We have to take a little bit of a break.
Well,
we'll come
then
back with more news right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Nice! The Don and Mike Show.
Monday on the show, the return of Don. He'll have all the details on his weekend with Bart. I hope they're having a fantastic time this weekend. Also, on Monday, Sammy Hagar will join us for another appearance. It's been a while since we've talked to him. We should have a lot of fun with Sammy Hagar on Monday. And speaking of rockers, make sure you check out Bon Jovi this weekend in Philadelphia Veterans Stadium and here in Washington, D.C. at the Nissan Pavilion. Richie Sambora was great on the show. We enjoyed him. Mm-hmm. And also, if you know, smaller music venues are your thing, check out my band. I don't get to plug them very often, but I will. The Crap Blues Band will be at the Barefoot Pelican in Sterling, Virginia. We'll be out there on a Saturday night, and last time we were there, we had a fantastic time.
And the Lord said, let there be crap.
There will be in Sterling at the Barefoot Pelican on Saturday night. Now it's time for Buzzito.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
NBC will air a made-for-TV movie about former Iraqi prisoner of war Jessica Lynch, but the movie will focus on the Iraqi lawyer who arranged for her rescue.
Is it bad for me as I get the impression, because I've said this to a couple of people, that I thought she was kind of cute.
Yeah, but no,
especially with that little beret. Is that somehow? No. You know, am I blaspheming the war or something like that?
I'm sure she'd be very tickled.
She's kind of.
Thank you, Rob.
That just sounded funny. She's hot. I think she's cute.
Is. She's very cute. No, that's fine. That's within the bounds, I think.
Good. Okay, good.
Well, quoting NBC executives, quite frankly, Jessica's part of the story is probably the smallest part of the story. Now, in this case, that's because NBC didn't buy the rights to the story from Jessica.
Who do you get to play her?
I don't know.
Britney?
Britney Spears.
That'd be excellent. I'd watch that.
Mm-hmm. This is one of those unauthorized biographies.
And in the role of Jessica Lynch, Christina Aguilera.
Danielle Brisbois.
And Danielle Brisbois, yeah. And she'll be wearing the uniform, only like tied, so you can see her navel.
It'll be nippleless.
Very good.
NBC did make a deal with the Iraqi lawyer, so the story
will... Stay cool. Stay cool.
There's the Iraqi lawyer now.
The story will come from him and from news accounts. CBS had hoped to make this movie, but after taking some heat for the way it approached Jessica, the network now is part of a media frenzy.
CBS would never approach anybody in anything but the finest way.
Not after they got caught.
Workmen say they have just about finished the expensive renovation of the house where Elvis was born.
Hey.
The $2 million for the job came from the Tupelo, Mississippi Convention and Visitors Bureau.
How much?
$2 million.
What did they do? Tear it down and build it 60 times? It's a shotgun shack.
That would make it the most expensive house in Mississippi.
And a shotgun shack sounds kind of musical.
You are a great fan. Thank you so much.
Hey, I found a toenail.
Shotgun shack!
I found a toenail in a shotgun shack. Should be able to get some of this on the eBay.
But as you can imagine, the Tupelo, Mississippi Convention and Visitors Bureau doesn't have all that much money, so it also came from donations from Elvis fans and individuals and corporations.
I love Tupelo. And why shouldn't we honor this man?
I'd like to try to do my latest record. I tried it last night, but I didn't make it.
You didn't make it.
I don't know the words to it, so I can read it. If you give it up, just, you know, please forgive us.
Did you wash the ass today?
I found a curly hair.
let's sell it.
Sell it on eBay.
A bronze statue of 13-year-old Elvis went up last year just outside this house.
God, does that man ever stop giving?
No, never. And never will, I don't think.
You are a great statue.
You think he's up there looking down and just going, man, look at them people just going nuts at me after all these years I've been dead.
He might be looking down into carpet.
Yeah. Officials say the whole project will be done by August 9th, just in time for the anniversary of Elvis' death day on
August 16th. Do you think in heaven Elvis walks around with his teeth knocked out?
Yeah, he does.
You think that you go up there? No, you couldn't. Because, I mean, if it was real heaven, you'd probably get your teeth back.
I was wondering.
Say.
Jailhouse Rock? My God, I was just wondering if you could help me with those supper plate.
We're calling in a shack.
If one day we have an array of delicious sugar-free desserts from which to choose, we'll have to thank eccentric actor Larry Hagman for it.
Jenny? I got lots of desserts here, Jeannie.
The former star of Dallas and I Dream of Jeannie is diabetic.
Yeah, I'm diabetic and I have a new liver, Jeannie.
And he's asked some gourmet bakers in Los Angeles to develop a line of delicious sugar-free desserts.
You didn't ask him on Quiet Day.
It's not the sugar, it's the kind.
Kind?
You got to go low carb, and you can't have your pastries if you go low carb. On Hat Day, he told the bakers...
I can't remember the last time I've had a pastry.
He'll back them financially if they come through.
Jesus.
Because Larry says he loves desserts.
Well, he loves that, but he's going to stay fat.
Eclair, Mr. Hagman?
No, thanks. I don't want the carbs.
Word is the bakers have already gone to work.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good for them.
And Chicago police and the local CBS affiliate there are apologizing for telling citizens to look out for a sexual assault suspect who resembles rapper actor Ice Cube.
Yeah, that's not too bad. You know, he looks like Ice Cube.
The police publicly apologized to Mr. Cube after saying the suspect was a dead ringer for him. The department, quote, regrets this honest mistake and certainly meant no ill will whatsoever.
No, of course not. Yes, he committed a crime. It's
Ice Cube. People do judge you by the words you use.
Yes,
when you speak well, you command respect.
That's right.
Chicago Police Department.
The local, like Cube.
The local CBS affiliate even went to the trouble to run a clip from an Ice Cube music video so that citizens would know how to spot the suspect.
Wow.
Now that station, too, has apologized.
Did they catch the guy?
No, he's still at large.
Well, I think everybody's going to have to wait till they catch the guy to make the final determination. And, you know, perhaps the apologies can be retracted if he does indeed resemble Ice Cube.
When the control tower told combat pilot Ed McMahon that the Korean War was over, he remembers yelling, yippee.
Yippee, Jerry. I'm landing now.
Then he says he went back to his tent and had, quote, the greatest party and lasted 3 days.
Here we go, Jerry.
Ed McMahon.
McMahon went to Korea in 1953 and flew 85 missions for the Marines. He won an Air Medal for his work.
Yes.
He'll be in Washington this weekend to mark the 50th anniversary of the signing of the agreement that ended the fighting that war.
You are correct, sir.
Can you imagine being, him a pilot?
It'd be a little shaky, especially if you were his co-pilot.
I was going to say.
I can't smell that breath.
I'm going to have to nod out for a second. You grab the stick.
Yeah, but let's not be too hard on drunks.
The music industry isn't just going after skateboarders with its crackdown on the internet downloading of music. In fact, it's going after the older folks as it prepares to drag...
Come on, baby. How's it going?
Why? I hope he's listening.
Yeah, he downloads all those marches.
You know, they're going after people who do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
As it prepares to drag people into court, the record companies have issued well over 900 subpoenas so far. They are demanding as much as $150,000 per song for each song downloaded. It's a shock and awe campaign.
It's cheaper to buy.
So they're trying to, what are they doing? They're trying to terrorize the public? Is that what it is?
Exactly, Mike.
That's not right.
The targets include, so far, a grandfather, an unsuspecting dad, and a downloader's roommate.
You know, this is, I don't know. I'm really split on this kind of stuff. But I
understand.
The whole terror campaign, F them. I mean, really, since they're doing it like that, F them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want $2.99 for our 45.
And well, as I mentioned the other day, there's new software now that allows the file sharing of music on the internet while blocking the traceability of it from record companies like Sony.
It just seems a little excessive if they're going into some 90-year-old's house and demanding $150,000.
Yeah.
But you don't show your age when you call it a 45.
Well, I'm saying...
I know.
I used that term to sort of demonstrate the lack of value.
Whatever.
You know what's fun?
Yeah.
You ever put a 45 on your ear? Guaranteed laugh getter.
Big time fun. Yeah, because the ear gets all curled.
Yeah, it's harder to do with an LP.
Looks like almost a cauliflower ear. When you do that with an LP, it wouldn't work.
67-year-old Gordon Pate says he's being sued because his 23-year-old daughter installed the file-sharing program at his internet address. Quoting one victim,
What was that?
What was that?
What the hell was that? Now Rob is unhinging his jaw, convulsing with laughter.
It was Jack Ken Cook, another old man.
Oh, I see.
How are you?
There he is. This is the man who was threatening $150,000.
Time goes on.
It does.
Yes, it does, Jack.
Quoting one victim, I never thought this would happen. There are millions of people doing this.
Where did you get that necktie?
Don gave it to me.
Here's Jack in a long time.
In sports, the NFL is fining Detroit Lions president Matt Millen $200,000 for not interviewing any minority candidates before hiring coach Steve Mariucci. Vince Carter.
Rob played that, ladies and gentlemen.
Honest reaction. Vince Carter's been chosen to replace Kobe Bryant on the U.S. basketball team that'll play next month in an Olympic qualifying tournament.
Never a tremor of doubt in my mind.
Bryant pulled out of the team yesterday.
Wow.
And finally,
almost.
Now you got me with it. It worked.
Have you heard the one about the one-legged tap dancer?
No.
Dateline London.
I think we were just listening to him.
Where a 10-year-old boy has become the first one-legged person in the country to pass his tap dance exam.
Wow. One of the finest men I've ever known.
That's right, Jack.
There you go.
He balances on his artificial leg while tapping with the other one.
Wow.
I was quivering and shaking.
Quoting his dad, he just throws himself into everything he does.
Yeah.
God. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No.
Yeah, that's
No, that's it. Yes, we have to get out of here. Wow. You know, that's a kicker, man, on Friday.
Yeah, I like
get
that.
Get it?
So to speak. A kicker.
It's the only thing that I saw.
All right, shut up, Jack. There
Whatever.
We go. Hey, thanks to Buzz and Rob and Charlie and everybody that helped me out today. And Don, get back here Monday. Look forward to having you back.
Don't
and
hurt
really, I had a great time today with all you guys. It was terrific. We got to get out of here. We'll be back Monday with Sammy Hagar. Thank you, and good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Thank you, and good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And now you will create your own ad lib as
you
open
ready?
The door for me, and I say, sock BM.
Till we meet again, Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.